I came here.
We came here,
and they said they were going to close this plant that makes army tanks. I said, oh, well, that sounds okay. Was it part of the plan? And I said, really? When are you doing it? Well, we're doing it right now, sir. Lima, we're doing it right now. I said, I want to see it. And we came here before I was president, right? I was president-elect. We had won the race, president-elect. And I came to this plant, and I said, you're not closing this plant. Are you crazy? The level of detail, I looked at these tanks that weigh tons and tons, and you could practically spin the turret around with the ball bearings that they had and with the complexity. I mean, it's a computer-operated thing, so incredible. The best tanks in the world, the best in the world. I said, we're not closing this plant. And now we're making the record number. We've never made so many tanks, so we sell them to other countries that are friendly. And that was a good move. I said, if you ever close this plant, you will never be able to open up another plant that can do this. You'd never be able to get the talent. You'd never be able to get the help. This plant was massive, and we saved it. And that was a great thing we did. We fought for Ohio, and we won for Ohio. And this November, we're going to fight. November, we're going to fight. We're going to win for Ohio once again. One of the first things we will do is to stand up for parents' rights. Can you believe I even have to say it? Think of it. Think of it. I'm saying, who would ever think, can you believe I'm a politician, I guess, right? Somebody said, are you a better businessman or politician? I said, businessman. They said, well, there are a lot of successful businessmen. There was only 45 people that became president or thereabouts. You got to think about that last statement. But it's time to finally and completely break the radical left's corrupt education cartel. Our children are captives to unhinged Marxist educators who are pushing inappropriate sexual, racial, and political material on our children from the youngest possible age. I mean, when they're 6 years old, they're learning about things that they don't want to learn about. And they always have regrets. There's so many such regrets later on. Who did this to me? Who did this to me? At long last, every parent in America must be empowered to opt out of the indoctrination and send their child to the public, private, charter, religious, or homeschool of their choice. In addition, we will get critical race theory out of our schools, out of our military, and out of every part of the federal, state, and local government. We will also keep men out of women's sports, so politically important. Now, it's so sad when you look at what's happening. Men going into women's sports, and you see the records are being broken at levels that nobody ever dreamt possible. I tell the story of the swimmer. Do you want to hear me? Do you want to hear? Do you want to hear that? Does anybody want to hear that story? You know, it's very politically incorrect to talk about it because a lot of people, even on the teams, they don't want to talk about it. They get criticized because they're not politically correct. So what happens is this young lady who's a beautiful person and a great swimmer, and she was going to break the record by 1/8 of a second. She worked so hard. She worked all her life for this chance. And she looked to her left during the meet, and she saw young ladies that she was against for years since they were young. And she looked to her right, and she saw young ladies that she was against for years. But right next to her was this giant person. She looked up. He had a wingspan somewhat the size of Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain. Do you know what? Do we know Wilt? Wilt the Stilt. And she said, he's big. Anyway, she went out and she swam her heart out. She swam and she swam, but she suffered greatly. You know what happened? She got wind burned from the guy going so fast by her. He burned her up because the wind was just brutal. And she didn't quite make it, but he did. He beat the record by 38 seconds. This is a woman. I think women are going to have a hard time beating that record. Or the weightlifter, 206 pounds. I want to lift. And this young lady was fantastic, very strong. Very, very strong. 206. That's a lot, right? That's a lot. I don't know if I could lift 206 pounds. Could I lift, Jim, 206? He says yes. Well, that's because he's, I think maybe, I don't know. Could lift it a little bit. But no, he goes out and the one young woman, she's great. She's really powerful, strong. He gets up. He gets it up to here. Couldn't do it. And then this guy came out and they interviewed him before. Have you lifted before? Not too much. Oh, well, he's not very experienced. He comes out, stands over the weights. I think he broke the record by like 100 pounds. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. And you know, it's very demeaning to women, honestly. It's very demeaning. So I think it's crazy. It's crazy. So I don't know. I never spoke to JD about this. I assume we're all together. I can tell you, Jim Jordan, Jim is not going to be wrestling anybody, but he wants to wrestle males. How do you think you do against a female conversion? I don't know, Jim. I'm worried about you. If she ever won, I would lose a lot of respect for you, Jim. And no teacher should ever be allowed, ever. You know this, to have anything to do with what you're doing with your child, you have to make the decisions for your child. We don't want them teaching transgender to our children without parental consent. Republican majorities will also have to move quickly to fix the rot at our federal law enforcement and intelligence agencies. Just this week, it was revealed that Igor Denchenko, I think that sounds like a slightly Russian name, the foreign national who fabricated some of the most ridiculous smears and lies in the phony Steele dossier. It was all phony. How would you like to be me and go home and explain that one to my wife? Darling, it wasn't true. I swear it wasn't. Remember that one with the hookers from Russia? Darling, I'd like to explain this to you. It was all phony. It was all a phony, made-up, corrupt thing by the Democrats working with a paid informant of the FBI. Remember, we were supposed to be working with Russia. It was the FBI and the Democrats that were working with Russia, and now it's all coming out. And I hope they make a big deal out of this, not sweep it under the carpet, because I think it's one of the biggest stories in 50 years. If that were a Republican instead of a Democrat, it would be the biggest story. It would never end. In other words, the FBI was paying a Russian who made false smears to try and take down the president of the United States. This was while I was president.
Piaki, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, man.
All right.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Donnie.
I'm listening.
I'm listening to another crazy station. Let me cut this thing down. These people are crazy. You know, I ain't never seen so many crazy people in all my life, I swear. Really. And I never knew they exist, man. Been walking around them all these times.
Yeah.
And you never knew that they had these ideas and this type of ideology going on in their minds. They got enough crap in their minds that you could float a battleship, man. I'm telling you.
That's true. That is so true. Yeah, People that I would have never guessed would think the way they do. And what a surprise.
I've been arguing with this black kid. He said, do you think Make America Great Again means the same thing to African American as it does to Trump white? I said, Kevin, yes, it does, especially if you experienced a time when America was great, like being able to play in Grant Park in Chicago, riding our bikes down the hill without getting shot. It was a great time, Donnie.
Oh, I know. I understand that. Oh, my gosh, I understand that. Oh, yeah. I took a ride around and looked at baseball diamonds today that I used to play on. It used to be packed. Nobody. There's wheat growing up.
Wheat's taking over.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I could tell nobody's played there all year long.
There at the Vashon High School across the street, the Cardinals built a Cardinal Care Field. This one was dedicated to Ozzie Smith. professional field, had a warning track on it.
Oh, wow.
Everything. And they have let that field go so bad that the dirt is about 5 inches below the top of the bases.
Oh, and,
it is pitiful, Donnie.
Oh, damn.
And I told the superintendent, I forget who I told, but I got a price from a company that rebuild baseball field because they done. I had them do Matthew Dickey's field there on Kings Highway and Highway 70 just before they had some tournaments there. They had what they called the RBI, Revitalizing Baseball in the Inner City, had tournaments there at that field. The year before that, they had them over in Forest Park. And I told them to give me a price to do that field at Vashon. And I think they said for $9,000, they'd not only rebuild it, but they'd maintain it for the whole year.
Oh.
Nobody moved on it.
Nobody did a thing. And a shame. That first baseball diamond you were talking about, Ozzie Smith, sounds like my Class A. the diamond I played on, Class A.
it's a good field. And they built a lot of them around the city. They built one at the old Bob Russell Field there in Bell Fountain, and you know, several of them was around the city. They built in name of players sponsored, and they was pretty good field.
Boy.
And when I was a kid coming up, you couldn't get on a baseball field. It was all occupied. You had to kind of wait on the side fence, wait till whoever was playing got done, and you ran out there and y'all played your game, and soon the next teams came up. That's the way it used to be.
Yeah, from ours, it was from when I was growing up, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I think the last game started at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
We used to go down to the project where Leon Spinks grew up at.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a field down there, and it was the same way. It was always packed. Wasn't nobody shooting at you and beating you up. They might have had a little fist fight, but all the stuff that you have today, that didn't go on down there.
No. Oh, yeah, fist fight, and you, even when the person was down or you quit, the thing was over with. No, they kicked it. They kick you in the head, stomp your head, kick you in the rib. That's not, you know.
And they used to have a White Castle down there on Shoto just before you get to 12th Street. And that was across from their project. And they used to talk about Leon and them used to go there and order White Castles and grab the bag and run. That was the days. And it was the days.
Oh, I love White Castle.
Yeah.
I get a bag of them. Oh, man.
You remember how much, what's the cheapest you ever paid? I paid, I think, 6 cents for one.
Oh, no. They weren't even near us when I was growing up. I had to go to Detroit, and I seen one. I said, damn, I got to try these little hamburgers. Boy, they were delicious,
mm-hmm.
And it was 19 cents, 19 cents.
Yeah, when I was coming up, they was the cheapest I remember paying. It was a White Castle on what was called Eastern Avenue and King's Highway. Now, of course, it's Martin Luther King. I think they were 6 cents. Six cents apiece.
Six
times eight is 40. Yeah, you get eight of them for 48 cents. Then we used to walk down to Forest Park, the Steinberg Skating Rink, and we'd go by on the way down there, going south on King's Highway, you pass by Fountain, and that's where Red Fox lived at, on Fountain.
On Fountain?
Yep. He lived on Fountain right there at King's Highway in an apartment.
Damn. Yeah. I think I
then we walked
of that.
Yeah.
Guy, he did.
Yeah. Then we go by the A&W. And I had a girlfriend, and I would walk her. we stop at the A&W and get root beer float, and we go into Forest Park, and right on the hill overlooking the skating rink, there were some benches, and we sit down and eat our hamburger and drink our float. Then we kiss the rest of the night. We never did go down to the skate. We hug and kiss.
Yeah, hug and kissing is a hell of a lot better than skating, I can tell you that. Daniel, you're on with us.
Yes. What's going on, fellas? I love skating, but I love kissing more, too.
Going for that kissing and hugging.
Hell and yeah, I love to skate, too, but damn.
If you don't get slapped in the face a couple of times, you're not doing it right.
Hey, my first kiss was at the Athens Family Skate Center, believe it or not, when I was in middle school. Yeah, swear to God.
That's a long time ago.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You had a skating rink in Athens. Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
So we were just reminiscing.
I know, that's right.
Old days. Back in the day, you know, back, Daniel, in Athens, their ballpark at the school, it was a nice little ballpark when you lived on Acock Street.
Yeah.
It was a nice little ballpark.
You're talking about the one on Fifth Avenue?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, when I was playing baseball, Donnie, that's where a lot of the tournaments were held.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep. I can see that. They really did a good job on it. And kept it
nice.
Yeah,
you know, us boys from the county schools, you know, Athens probably had five or six different teams, you know, just in Athens, you know. So they would hold a tournament, and like we would come to play the Blue Jays, and hell, we were used to just playing different schools.
Yeah.
But Athens had so many teams, you know, I never understood that till I got older, you know.
Oh, yeah. I understand that.
But Athens boys could play some ball now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I went and watched the little kids the time before I was down there, and I went and watched them. Those little guys can play some ball. Play some ball. I mean, they couldn't have been more than 7 years old, and they were.
Yeah.
I seen one kid do a hook slide. I said, oh, hey, that's going back in the day. Yeah, I was pretty happy about that.
You remember that football game we went to when y'all came down?
Yeah, yeah.
It was at West Limestone. It was Elkmont playing West Limestone.
Yeah, that's right. I remember.
And we drove. Yeah, that was. I think it was a pretty good game, but
yeah, it was.
That one guy could run the ball real good, but I think that was about it.
Yeah, well, he didn't. If he made Auburn's team, he didn't help him today. I can tell you.
Oh my God!
Penn State all over him.
I told Colin, me and Colin were talking about it yesterday. I said Penn State's. That they're just gonna whip Auburn. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, I didn't know Penn State was that good or Auburn was that bad.
I think it's a little bit of both, you know.
Yeah, probably.
I think Penn State's got a pretty good team, though.
Yeah, that's true.
They seem to. I think they only punted twice the whole game. So.
Yeah, it tells you a lot.
Hell yeah.
Have you been listening to our president? He was
Trump.
In Ohio tonight.
Trump was in Ohio?
Yeah, he just got off.
Was he?
Oh,
see, I told Mama I didn't know when it come on, though.
Yeah. Yeah, hold
I
on.
Mean,
we are the nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. It would never have happened with me as your commander-in-chief, and for 4 long years, it didn't happen. And China, with Taiwan, is next. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never, ever before.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a Federal Bureau of Investigation that won't allow bad election-changing facts to be presented to the public, where Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation when they knew it wasn't, and a Department of Justice that refuses to investigate egregious acts of voting irregularities and fraud. And we have a president who is cognitively impaired and in no condition to lead our country, which may end up in World War III. We are a nation that no longer has a free press and has no fair press any longer. Fake news is all you get, and they are truly the enemy of the people. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, where crime is rampant like never before, where the economy has been collapsing, where more people died of COVID in 2021 than 2020. We are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon and China to use the trillions of dollars it has taken from us to build a military to rival our own. And just 2 years ago, we had Iran, China, Russia, North Korea, and all of the rest in check. They weren't going to do a thing against us, and everyone knows it. They respected the United States, and they respected America. And perhaps most importantly, we are a nation that is no longer respected or listened to around the world. We are...
Okay. Little bit.
I mean, he was right on everything he said. I mean,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you know you can point out stuff that you know they exaggerate or stretch the truth or even just lie about.
Mm-hmm.
But everything
you know,
he said, he don't exactly, Pion. He don't.
Mm-hmm. He sound like John the Baptist.
That's right. Good comparison.
It's John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water. Another will come that will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
I know that's right.
Well, right now,
I know that's right.
They have to take Right Side Broadcasting off of YouTube when Trump is about to speak, and they go to Rumble. And right now on Rumble, they got 187,044 watching. That's quite... I had never seen YouTube
wow.
or the president have this many speakers. Or
so
listeners.
He's talking now still?
Yeah. Well, it's only, I guess he's talking now. They're raising signs and everything. And
yeah.
And people are still talking in the chat room. And, yeah. Anyway.
I mean, it does suck that the rest of the world about the whole respect thing, you know, that's what's killing us, I think, more than pretty much anything.
Yeah, we had our swagger back, I believe, when Trump was president.
Yeah.
They didn't know exactly what he would do.
Right, right.
And he kept them on edge, I believe.
Yeah, they didn't want to find out either, you know?
No, I believe you're right.
Yeah, they didn't want to push him, but with Biden, you know, they pushed him. They know he's not going to do nothing. I mean, they can do anything they want. They really can.
I know. China's walking all over us, and it's because of his, you know, they're in bed with them. Come on. They've been doing business with China for a long time. Hunter and his daddy. And Jim Biden.
Is that Joe's brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which went undercover all of a sudden. Went undercover.
Huh.
He hides in his house.
Sound like both of them do, huh?
hiding
in that basement.
Yeah, hide in the basement. Get a good place for you. Well, a lot of things happened this week. Whoops, what was that? How's your mom doing? Is she going to be on tonight? Do you know?
She said she'll call in, yeah.
Okay.
She's doing all right. She's out at Meemaw's, but...
Okay, I'll keep an eye on the...
Yeah.
The switchboard. And we get a lot of people there. Push one on your keypad if you'd like to join Daniel and Bianchi and myself.
You know, if I was going to battle, I would kneel down and let Big Kathy sprinkle good luck water on my head.
Oh, Lord.
You are afraid.
Got me a call.
That would protect us.
Yeah, that would do it. Big Frank, you're on with us.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Good
listen,
evening.
Anybody find out about the railroads? Did they go on strike or no?
No, they didn't. Trump was
I
here.
Heard it was murdered.
But Biden,
yeah, I heard he popped in on the meeting, but that didn't say if that, you know.
He took credit. He took credit. He averted it. He's a hero.
Oh, really?
I don't know about all that, but.
Yeah.
They got what they wanted, obviously. Union.
Yep, they must have. I don't know the rest of the story. Oh,
right.
All right, I'm standing here in front.
Whoa. Sorry about that.
I mean, I've always wondered about the railroad workers. I mean, I guess in the cities it's different, right? Because there's, I don't know. I just don't see how there could be 200,000 railroad workers. But now I live out in the rural, you know.
No, I can see country. That. I can see that.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Federal government don't have any. Those are private companies. Other than Amtrak.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
So what kind of authority do he have over them other than a cheerleader on the side?
Well, the government got involved with GM. How's GM
yeah,
any different than
a
railroad company?
As a cheerleader, Frank. As a cheerleader.
Say again?
As a cheerleader. They can't tell those private companies, well, you got to give these people $5 an hour or something like that.
I know a couple people who worked at the railroad, and believe me, they made a lot of money. I knew an engineer.
Yeah, right, they make a lot of money.
Oh, boy. And they get their pension is huge. It's huge.
And guess what? The IRS cannot seize their and put liens on their payroll. Did you know that?
Really?
No, I didn't know.
Had their checks
gone
through? Oh,
I believe it. I believe it in a minute.
Yeah. They are exempt from IRS, you know, misuse.
Now, they don't pay federal taxes, do they?
I don't know if they do. I ain't never seen nobody's check. But
no,
I know for sure that the IRS don't put liens and levies on their pay.
A lot of federal employees don't pay federal taxes. I just wonder.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Military, one. Unless that's changed.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, Mama worked for the post office, and she didn't have to pay Social Security in. They've changed it now to where the postal workers do. But up until a few years ago, they didn't pay Social Security in.
Oh, all right. They
don't get it either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Makes sense.
They don't get it.
No.
Yeah. Nope.
They don't get Social Security?
No, sir.
Yeah, well, how do they retire? Just on the government, I don't know.
Well, they get a pension. They get a pension.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, pension.
But like a school teacher get their pension plus a Social Security check on top of it, you know, it helps out. Helps out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does. Hands out. Yep. Yeah, Bianchi sent me this. It's Rand Paul and Fauci again.
Good.
It wasn't from me.
It wasn't from you?
Uh-uh.
No, somebody has sent it. It says Bianchi on it.
You know, people like to
mess with
act like they mean. I don't think I sent you anything there.
Okay.
They posing. They posing.
I'll play a little bit of it anyway. They want to be here. Here we go, I think.
But she's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And
if she really has the flu, if she...
Oh, wait just a minute. Well, I don't know what year it is, but Fauci's got some black hair going on, so it's a long time ago.
Really has the flu, she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine. If she really has the flu,
she right. should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it, because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
This is an ongoing, and you know, we've had ever-evolving opinions from you, Dr. Fauci. Currently, antibody surveys show that 80% of children, approximately 80% of children, have had COVID. And yet there are no guidelines coming from you or anybody in the government to take into account their naturally acquired immunity. You seem quite certain of yourself in 2004, but in 2022, there's a lot less certainty. One of the things that we also know after looking at this for 2 to 3 years is that the mortality from COVID is very similar, if not less, than influenza. So when we look at this, we wonder, you know, why you seem to really embrace basic immunology back in 2004 and how you or why you seem to reject it now.
Well, I don't reject basic immunology, Senator, and I have never denied that there is importance of the protection following infection. However, as we have said many times, and as has been validated by the authorization of the by the FDA through their committee and the recommendation by the CDC through their committee, that a vaccination following infection gives an added extra boost. And that film that you showed is really taken out of context. I believe that was when someone called in who had had a reaction to a vaccine and asked me through a telephone in the interview if they should get vaccinated again. So it was in the context of someone who had a reaction. As a matter of fact, Reuters fact check looked at that and said, Fauci's 2004 comments do not contradict his pandemic stance.
Actually, words don't lie. If you look at the words behind me, we can go over them a little bit at a time. She doesn't need it because the most potent vaccination
right.
is getting infected yourself.
It is true. It is true, Senator. It is a very potent way to protect.
So when you're trying to tell us that kids need a third or a fourth vaccine, are you including the variability or the variable of previous infection in the studies? No, you're not. Because when you have approved vaccines in recent times and the committees that have approved it for children don't report anything on hospitalization or death or transmission.
Right.
They only report that if you give them the jabs, they'll make antibodies. And you can give kids hundreds of jabs and they'll make antibodies every time, but that does not prove efficacy.
Right.
So what you're doing is denying the very fundamental premise of immunology that previous infection does provide some sort of immunity. It's not in any of your studies. Almost none of your studies from the CDC or from the government have the variable of whether or not you've been previously infected. So let's look at adults. I've had 3 infections. Should I get a fourth one? If you're going to measure whether I get a fourth one, you need a category that has a fourth one in it, and you need one that has nothing in it, no vaccine or the fourth vaccine. But you also need to know whether they've been infected. If you ignore whether they've been infected, you're ignoring a vaccine, basically. So you're ignoring a variable. So what you're giving us is this, the you decry, and people decry vaccine hesitancy, it's coming from the gobbledygook that you give us. You're not paying attention to the science. The very basic science is that previous infection provides a level of immunity. If you ignore that in your studies, if you don't present that in your committees, you're not being truthful or honest with us.
Senator, if I might respond, I have never, ever denied fundamental immunology. In fact, I wrote the chapter in the textbook of medicine
immunology. Any of the guidelines for vaccines, you know, do any of the guidelines for vaccines from the government include previous infection as something to base your decision-making on with vaccine? Do any of the guidelines involve previous infection? That's why you're ignoring previous infection, because it doesn't involve any of the guidelines. And furthermore, we've been asking you, and you refuse to answer, whether anybody on the vaccine committees gets royalties from the pharmaceutical companies. I asked you last time, and what was your response? We don't have to tell you.
Right.
We've demanded them through Freedom of Information Act, and what have you said? We're not going to tell you. But I tell you this, when we get in charge, we're going to change the rules, and you will have to divulge where you get your royalties from what companies, and if anybody on the committee has a conflict of interest, we're going to learn about it. I promise you that.
Mr. Chair, can I respond to that, please?
Thanks.
Okay, there are two aspects for what you said. You keep saying you approve, you do this, you do that. The committees that give the approval are FDA through their advisory committee. The committees that recommend are CDC through their advisory committee. And you keep saying, I'm the one that's approving a vaccine based on certain data. So I don't really understand. With all due respect, Senator,
I said you would not reveal. You would not reveal what company gave you royalties, or what company gave the other scientists royalties.
Got to move
That's
on.
What you told the committee,
Senator Paul.
Sir,
gotta move on.
Could I please answer that?
Briefly,
you
yes.
Keep asking committees. They're not my committees. They're the VRBPAC committee for the FDA, and the ACIP for the CDC. So I don't have any idea. What goes on?
And they won't reveal, as well as you won't reveal.
Okay, we're gonna move on. We're over time, Senator Paul. You're over. Everyone's over a little bit.
All right, everybody's over. But it says Pianchi just sent this to me, so I just want to clear that up. I don't know what's wrong with Pianchi.
Must've been a long time ago. I don't remember.
Well,
I sent some
right
stuff
out. It's right on top of it.
Do you have a clone Pianchi?
yeah, maybe, Dave. It might be an alien. You never know.
Shape-shifting. Look just like you.
Uh-oh.
Look just like you.
Yeah. Good looking like Pianchi, I guess. Anyway. Yeah. Senator Paul, don't you know Fauci hates like hell to go in front of the Senate committee. Nobody else gives him hell like Rand Paul. Nobody.
Yeah, Fauci.
Yeah. Well, how about what Governor DeSantis did? I was pretty proud of that.
What do you do? I'm not sure.
He put them on a plane, the migrant, and they wanted to go too. They had, you know, had to say they wanted to go, and took them over to Martha's Vineyard, and dropped them off, and they didn't last 24 hours before they got rid of them. Oh, we can't handle this. We can't. Well,
how pitiful is that?
The 40 acres that Obama has could have handled every one of those. Plus, he probably got 30, 40 bathrooms in that big-ass mansion that he's got. Do you see how big that damn thing is?
Hell yeah.
Whoa, boy. That's a hell
that's
of a home.
It's a compound, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a drug lord compound, you know.
Yeah, he only stays there in the summertime.
Oh, my God.
$12 million, I think they said today. $12 million.
That woman interviewed from Martha's Vineyard or whatever, she was just acting like they were all poor on that island. She was just like, you know, we just can't accommodate the, you know,
yeah,
these migrants. There was only 50 of them or 100 mm-hmm. or something like that.
Well, they said 50. I don't know. They're
yeah.
saying 50. Yeah, I don't know what it was.
I mean, Elkmont, Alabama, where I grew up, 500 people in the city limits, you know.
Yeah.
Can accommodate 50 people. Come on.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, here's the...
And Vice President Harris said that the border is closed. Is the border closed? Do you believe that the border is closed or is it open?
It's open, not closed. The border is open.
The border is open. Do you believe that all the migrants believe?
Yeah, everybody believes that the border is open. It's open because we enter. You come in. Free.
Free.
No problem.
But it's open for you to come illegally, right?
Illegally, yes, illegally. That's true.
And you came illegally.
Yeah, we came illegally, not legal.
There you go. Oh, wide open.
Wow.
Right. It's wide open. Come on now, guys.
Wow. So, how do you explain this influx?
Well, again, we understand that we have work to do. We understand that. And we have been doing the work to do that. We have taken unprecedented action over the past year and a half to secure our border and rebuild a safer and orderly process system.
There you go. So somebody's
oh,
lying
shit.
Here. Somebody, well, she blames the Trump administration for what's going on now. So,
you know, I was looking at that line of migrants that they ship to Martha's Vineyard, whatever, getting uh-huh. off of the bus or on the bus. And, like, all the men had white tennis shoes, and they were brighter than the sun. Now, uh-huh. if you are a migrant and you're illegally walking, you got to cross the Rio Grande, right? In Texas,
yeah,
anyways.
Yeah, if you're going to Texas, you do.
I mean, they've got Nike tennis shoes. They all have phones. What?
Yeah.
I don't even have a cell phone.
Now, one bus I seen had nothing but young men on it. They were just unloading young men. I don't know why. And there was another bus that had, I don't know if it was a Martha's Vineyard either, had some women on it. But I didn't see any women on the bus that they were talking about. Martha's mm-hmm. Vineyard. I don't know. But they're supposed to be young kids, right? Kids? We're not
yeah.
supposed to let nothing but families in with kids? What's going
Supposedly.
On? Supposedly. Hmm. Well.
Something is awry.
Yeah, something going on. I don't know. And,
that Richard Citizen, you know, he's just a journalist that goes around and videotapes, you know, like that
yeah.
Nancy Drew girl. And I think it was Arizona. You know, they put them up in hotels and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he videotaped this stuff. It was something like one of the smaller Holiday Inns, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Holiday Inn Express or something.
Right.
And he showed the two buses that brought them to the hotel, and they stay there for weeks.
Jeez. Yeah. And
you know, and they say the kids are running up and down the halls, and the people like us that are staying there are complaining. But the management tells the people like us, hey, they're giving us a lot of money to keep these people.
Well, of course.
So,
government,
you know.
Government doesn't care how much they pay. Just write
exactly.
a check.
Exactly. Write a check. Mm-hmm.
check. Unbelievable.
And then you saw the governors of Texas and Florida.
Uh-oh. Hang on.
And their migrants to blue states. DeSantis in Florida sent all these Venezuelan migrants. Did you see this? To Martha's Vineyard. He wanted to send a message to those migrants. Like, if you come here, you will get a free plane ride to a wealthy island.
I...
All the Democrats are mad. Biden said he is using human beings as props, and all the Marines lined up behind him agreed. No, and the guy who's running against DeSantis in Florida, Charlie Crist, who's been on the show, who's the Democrat there, he said all the immigrants in Florida, the 4.5 million immigrants in Florida, are now wondering if they're next. Again, not wondering, fingers crossed. Okay, guys, please send me to this lovely island that's modern, that has abortion services and likes us. The migrants, they first they went to Martha's Vineyard, and then today they sent them to Cape Cod. Just throwing a stop in Nantucket. It's the same cruise I got my parents a few years back. America doesn't see anything the same, right? Right and left. The rights, they see Venezuelan immigrants. They see, oh, axe murderers. The left sees that, and they go, oh, someone to raise my kids.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
But listen to this.
Bill Maher. Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. And here's... Where is it? I don't even know if this is it. No, these are the buses with all the migrants in it. No, we won't. It's only showing them getting
I also was a little bit perplexed when I heard that the president is scrambling to get his cabinet together to try to address the fact that you have governors who are helping to relocate illegal aliens to sanctuary cities. Now, he didn't scramble to get his cabinet together when we had millions of people illegally pouring across the southern border. He didn't scramble to get his cabinet together when you had 53 migrants die in some trailer in Texas because they were neglected by the federal government. You didn't see him scramble to get his cabinet together when we had Americans that were victimized by criminal aliens that he led across the border. You didn't see him scramble to get his cabinet together when we hit record fentanyl deaths, which that fentanyl is coming across his open border. It's only when you have 50 illegal aliens end up in a very wealthy, rich sanctuary enclave that he decides to scramble on this. And so I think what we are doing... I think what we're continuing to do is use every tool at our disposal to insulate the state of Florida from the negative ramifications of his reckless border policies. And yes, that involves helping with transport. It involves suing on catch and release, which we have done. It's involved making sure that contractors are held accountable if they're facilitating this into our state. And we have a statewide grand jury that's looking at different types of practices that may be going on in the state that's exacerbating the problem. And so the end of the day, this is a massive policy failure by the president. This is a massive and intentional policy that is causing huge amount of damage all across the country. And it's all rooted in a failure to take care that the laws are faithfully executed and to fulfill his oath of office. And so instead of scrambling and worrying about a bunch of rich people and having 50, and oh, by the way, they already bust them out. They're gone. They said we want everyone. No one's illegal. And they're gone within 48 hours. And so why not actually look at what's going on? There were more Acela corporate journalists in Martha's Vineyard today than have ever gone down to the southern border to look what's going on. Why don't you go down there and look what some of those communities have to deal with every day?
Wow, there you go. Pretty good. Maybe the next president of the United States, who knows? Who knows? All right, is anybody here?
You see that video I sent you on that that Black American Socialist group that was raided by the FBI in St. Petersburg, Florida, and St. Louis?
No, I wanted to wait till you got on. I want to play that when you, I got it right here. I got
it's
right
kind of long. The girl, the last one with the young lady where she defends Russia, that lady knew what the heck she was talking about. I had to take my hat off to her. And they how they're trying to look for Russian connections with this group, probably to use it against Donald Trump. That's probably what they've done, because that's the group that when Obama was running the first time, and he done a rally in St. Petersburg, Florida. And they had members of their group in the audience, in the auditorium. And they kept asking him, hey, what are you going to do for blacks? And it got so that Obama looked like he got visibly disturbed. And I'm thinking that, and of course, you know, this is a hunch, he's retaliating against them through Merrick Garland and the FBI.
Oh. Now that's...
They had a flag. They had a red, black, and green flag on a 50-foot flagpole, and somebody said a person got out of a vehicle with a flamethrower. Now, you know, the average person don't have a flamethrower in the damn garage.
No.
You know, they ain't killing weeds with no damn flamethrower.
Yeah.
And they tried to burn the damn flag down. That might have been Frank, but come on.
Yeah, it probably was Frank. I heard a lot of bad things about Frank, but I kind of like that one. And Frank, of course, is taking a siesta.
Hey, listen, I'm on mute. I'm eating, unless you want to hear me munching your ear. You guys talking about?
Carry on, Frank. Carry on.
Yeah, that Martha Vineyard, that's an interesting... That was real good. I like that.
Yeah.
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 I agree
send it.
With that one.
Send them to the rich people. I think that was wonderful what he did.
Mm-hmm.
They're making a point too. They're making
that,
a point.
That governor out of Florida, isn't it?
Yeah. And they're making a point, sending them to all these sanctuary cities, and they're all raising hell about it. Chicago, New York City.
Yeah.
And all the ones that said, come on in. We got plenty of room. Well, here you go. You get them.
Martha Vineyard, that's a real nice stay there now.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice island right
somebody
there.
Somebody was talking about the cell phones. Yeah. I seen them. They even showed, obviously an illegal immigrant waving outside a bus window with a cell phone and smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I seen
one that had an apple on the back end of it, so it was an apple.
Oh, God.
I can't even afford an apple.
Hell no.
But I guess we can afford to give them all, every one of them gets a cell phone. Every one of them.
And the new tennis shoes? I mean,
apparently. Looks like they had new clothes, too, because none of them were much dirty and everything. They look pretty clean. So, we got to take care of people, you know.
Yeah, I wished we would take care of our own.
Well, that would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be amazing if we could do that.
Yep.
Yeah, who's paying for the damn cell phone minutes?
You are.
We are, baby.
Yeah.
You pay
right.
taxes. Yeah.
And
you pay taxes.
You're gonna like.
When Trump wanted to use money from one agency project to build a wall, he damn near was impeached.
Oh yeah.
So where is the gelding Republicans? Where are they?
Oh
that's
boy.
The kind of crap that pissed me off.
Tonight he burnt the hell out of Mitch McConnell. I mean, he beat...
Good.
He ripped him a new butt. I'm serious. It was awesome.
Good.
He was pissed. He said, when are we going to get rid of these people? You know, if I could find that where he said that, I'd play that because it was great. Ripped him a good one. I'm sure that'll
be gotten completely out of control.
Yeah. And he kept Mitch McConnell could have stopped all that, but he didn't. He could have stopped it, but he didn't. And now look what we got. And
yep.
Now he got a little upset with Mitchy.
I went to the COS meeting, Convention of States meeting Wednesday. Of course, I was the only black person there, but I was there for the content. But they are doing some good things, and they're working on forensics on the 2020 election ballots and vote, and they showed some slides, and they are bringing out stuff showing how these tech companies, one tech company is called Edison, and I'm thinking that that's the Edison that used to be involved with charter schools. Edison, they're supported by the Heritage, who's supported by Bill Gates. And they was talking about how they showed some charts about as far as people registering. And just before the election, the chart peaked, leveled out, and after the election, it fell. The numbers fell and it ran level. And then before the next election, it peaked like a mountain and went through that process again. And of course, they talked about some towns that had 135% voters vote. That's 35% more than the damn population of the town.
Damn.
Just impossible. Yeah. Just.
I understand that's happened a lot in 2020.
Yeah.
It happened a lot. A lot of counties in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, they talked about Michigan, man. I don't know how you guys even is putting up with that mess in Michigan.
Michigan was a mess. Damn. Yes, it was. Well, I don't know if you heard the latest. Gavin Newsom challenges Ron DeSantis to a debate on CNN. Name the time before Election Day. Boy, I hope DeSantis takes him up on that. But, you know, CNN will be giving Newsom all the answers or all the questions. You know how that works.
Yeah, Newsom started crying.
Yeah.
And Newsom started crying, the CNN man would bring a bowl of onions out there and set it on the table in front of him.
Damn. Oh,
yeah, that's what would happen.
You know, I think they had to liven up all these debates. They had to put boxing gloves on them. Put them on the ring. Let them debate it that way.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Frank? I wouldn't debate them. That's what the Democrats do. They refuse to debate.
Yep.
Yeah. In Arizona, the incumbent governor will not debate Carrie Lake. She's too radical. That's what they say. She's too radical. I'm not going to debate her. And you're scared to death of her. That's why.
What I would say is that, you know, I would say what I tell my position and stance in front of tens of thousands of people that rallies. Why should I come here to this? No, don't get them damn news media sources no more than what they need. You're just giving them carte blanche. Heck, they wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Donald Trump in many cases with their no go nowhere news.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They beat a dead horse for a year, only to find out it was a lie. You know, on the Russian collusion, on everything.
Well, look at the Iraqi war. Bush Jr. there, man, he was convinced they had a weapon of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that fell by the wayside, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love what he did.
Never did find the damn mass destruction, but they did find that guy up underneath the tunnel.
Well, he looked underneath the podium when he was talking. Oh, not under there. And he looked over there, not under there. I was hoping they'd impeach him for that. Making, you know how many lives was lost? Not ours,
uh-huh.
The Iraqi innocent people.
I mean,
yeah.
Moron,
I mean,
made it.
I don't know what's going on with Russia and Ukraine, but why are they fighting? You, Russia want to take over the territory? He's destroying everything he's trying to take over.
I think they want the eastern, just a little bit, not too much of the eastern part of Ukraine, because all of them turn, they want Russia anyway. They all speak Russia.
They voted for Russia to come in and take over in 2014. That Donbass and Donetsk regions or whatever. They all voted. They voted for Russia to come in and take back over these provinces or whatever they're called. We call them regions. I guess the eastern region of the Ukraine. But the Ukraine, they're not going to have it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you got a damn dancer running the country and listening to Britain and listening to the moron we have in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and keeping this damn thing going by shipping money,
right.
And weapons. Oh, everybody.
You know, I wonder if King Charles, how he's going to behave now that he's king.
He ain't going to do nothing different.
No.
He ain't going to say so in this war.
Is he going to fund the war like we are?
No, he's not. He's not funding the war. He's not doing
no,
that.
No, we are.
No, we are. We are too. They could have had this thing settled before it even started. The UK got involved and said no, and then there you go. And that was in April, and then they wanted to have talks again, and then the White House said no. The Pentagon said no. So they could have had this thing settled, but they don't want to have it settled because they're making
money.
Money, they're making tons of money, and we're not in a war.
Right.
So there you go. They can't blame the Democrats for starting a war, and they're getting paid millions of dollars. And you think that $40+ million is going for weapons? Bullshit.
Right.
20 of it went to the politicians in Ukraine, and 20 billion boomeranged back to the politicians in the U.S.
I don't even think 20 made it. 20 made it to Ukraine politicians.
Probably not. Probably
no.
not. Five,
right.
maybe.
Yeah, it wouldn't take much to pay off. They wouldn't even have to pay them. Just go ahead and threaten them. If you, you know, do what we say, we're coming in. That's all it would take.
I did watch a video where Germany has decided to pull out of, because they're in such a crisis about their energy, they decided not to send any more tanks to Ukraine. So they've been sending them tanks this whole time.
Yeah.
And now they've come out and said, you know, we're not going to send any more tanks because we're broke. They're bankrupt. Germany's bankrupt.
Yeah, they had tariffs and all that crap on Russia too, and they want that off so they can get the gas flowing again.
Yep, I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah,
all those countries put sanctions against Russia.
Well, Trump warned them. Trump warned them in the UN, and you can go and find that speech. You know, when the president talks at the UN. Well, it shows Germany, the delegation for Germany, just sitting there laughing their ass off at Trump when he said that. And looky now. I'd love to see their faces now. I really would. They did everything they could to make him look like an ass, but he has come out looking very good, but he doesn't get any credit for it.
No. And they won't report on it, you know, that, oh, hey, Trump did say this a year ago, you know, at the UN Assembly. No, he doesn't even get that.
Yeah, I got this in a damn email from Twitter.
Yeah.
Somebody from Twitter sent it to me. I don't even know where in the hell they got it. I didn't hear it in any news, but I don't watch all of it, so.
By God, if it was Obama, though, he'd be getting the props and the praise for it.
Oh yeah,
Obama said this, and, you know, oh, come on, man.
I'm waiting for Biden to send a delegation of Clinton, Obama, and Kerry over to Ukraine to negotiate a peace settlement with Russia. That's what I'm waiting on. I think that's going to happen. And if Jimmy Carter can make it, they'll probably send him too.
Yeah. What a ragtag bunch.
Yeah. Well, you know, they
did. Did you say Carter?
Well, yeah, Carter's still alive.
Yeah.
He's still motivating. No, he didn't die.
That
he's got about 98 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Ryan said, kill MAGA people.
Really?
Yeah, Tim Ryan, Ohio, is running, you know, J.D. Vance is running against Tim Ryan, and yeah.
God.
I don't know if this is a tape of it or not, but.
I got to be honest with you. I don't really care what happens to Ukraine one way or another.
I asked Vance if he thought anti-abortion laws should include exceptions for rape or incest.
Look, I think two wrongs don't make a right.
So to recap, Vance wants you to forget that he thinks women should stay in violent marriages, and he couldn't care less about Ukraine, despite Ohio being full of Ukrainian Americans who can vote. Oh, here's another thing old JD wants you to forget. He told a right-wing podcast that he supports a national ban on abortion, just like Senator Lindsey Graham. Then he added this part, quote, let's say Roe v. Wade is overruled, Ohio bans abortion in 2022, let's say 2024, then every day George Soros sends a 747 to Columbus to load up disproportionately black women to get them to go and have abortions in California. Of course, the left will celebrate this as a victory for diversity if that happens. Do you need some federal response to prevent it from happening? Because it's really creepy. I'm really sympathetic to that action. Joining me now is Vance's opponent, the Democratic nominee for the United States Senate from Ohio, Congressman Tim Ryan. Congressman, I take it you probably don't agree with the multi-pronged conspiracy theory involving George Soros. You get a little anti-Semitism in there. You get the anti-blackness in there. You get California in there. Do you agree with said conspiracy theory?
he has a way of wrapping it all together, doesn't he, Joy? I mean, it's absolutely incredible to think that this guy wants to be in the United States Senate. I mean, generally speaking, you'd say this is a pretty weird guy. Pretty, you know, this is a weirdo, but it's so dangerous. That's the problem that we run into today. This guy is not sitting on some bar stool somewhere. This guy is actually running for the United States Senate. He has a bias towards wanting to control. It's control women primarily, whether it's...
Okay, I'm not going to play it all. I don't know where he said it. I don't even know if it's in this tape, but he did say it. It's in this tape, but I don't know where. It doesn't tell me where. But he did say kill MAGA people, and they've been playing that all over the place. Or not all over. You don't hear it on CNN. Oh, and by the way, Don Lemon lost his primetime Don Lemon Tonight show, and they're moving him to mornings. He didn't get fired, but they're moving him to mornings with two gals. It's called The Three. The show is called The Three, and there you go. So you Don Lemon fans won't have to worry. You'll get to still watch him. Jesus. I said Don Lemon's still going to be on, folks. You don't have to.
Well, everybody's going to bed early so they can get up and watch him.
I guess so.
That's what it is.
Good job. That was good. I like that one.
Damn.
Oh, God.
What a mess.
Yeah.
What a freaking mess.
Oh, damn. What do you think? Gavin Newsom debating Ron DeSantis. I would love that.
I would love it. He would tear him up. There's no doubt.
Don't know if I'd want it on CNN unless I could have, if there's four people questioning, I want two people from who I pick, and they pick two, because I don't want this, you know how CNN gave all the questions to Hillary Clinton against Trump. That came out.
Yep.
And this Fetterman for Pennsylvania, my goodness.
What a nut, man.
Well, he's sick. I mean, he had a damn stroke, and he gets all muddled up, and it's not his fault. But people, he's spending millions of dollars on his campaign. Somebody wants him in.
Yeah.
This guy is nuts. Just what he wants is crazy.
He wants
to empty the prisons. Start there. He wants to empty the prisons, and he wants to take care of. He wants to give money, make sure everybody has a place to live, and if they don't, well, the government's going to take care of them and put them in housing and give them the deed. He said that one. Now the guy's nuts. I mean, what he wants to do besides being disabled?
Yeah.
He before he had a stroke, he was nuts. He was saying some crazy bullshit, man. Just some crazy stuff. I can't even, you know why he wore that? He wears a hoodie all the time, right?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, there's
a
reason.
He was giving a speech and he had a freaking hoodie on.
Yeah, he always wore a hoodie.
I was like, what is this guy doing?
Well, I tell you why he's wearing a hoodie. He's got one hell of a bump on his side of his head, or neck.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's a softball. Okay, it's a softball.
Is it like a cyst or something?
I don't know what it is. I couldn't tell you. But he got caught out, I guess, talking without his hoodie, and the camera picked up that big whatever it is.
Maybe you'll see the pimple popper.
You should. I'm surprised he hasn't. I am surprised he hasn't. I don't know what it is.
What are you talking about now?
Fetterman. He's running for Senate in Pennsylvania. He's running against Dr. Oz. And hell, I don't know if I'd vote for Dr. Oz if I was in Pennsylvania, but I know for a fact I wouldn't vote for Fetterman. No way. This guy's too, even if he was all right in the mind, his policies are just too radical. He makes AOC look like a Republican.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
I normally don't judge a book by its cover, but this guy looks creepy to me.
Well, I want to sing the Adam Family song every time I sing.
<Do-do-do-do.
laughs> He's spooky and he's creepy. I don't know what the hell the song is. Anyway, he's
my God.
Fester. Whatever in the hell his name was.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Fester.
Yeah.
I forgot about him. I thought she was talking about... Yeah, that's right. I thought she was talking about Lurch, though. He sort of looks like Lurch, too.
You rang. Yeah. He could be Lurch. He could be Bianchi, too. We don't know. Bianchi might be throwing us a curveball every Saturday night. You never know about Bianchi. He's tricky.
Yep.
He is tricky, baby.
Well, I tell you what, you guys would love to get a base in Ukraine, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. That's why Russia's being pissed. I don't blame them for being upset. Hell no, I don't blame
them. Hell yeah, they should be upset.
Yep, they really should. And if they join the UN, you guys, that gives the United States permission to put a base in Ukraine with rockets right next to Russia.
Russia ain't gonna lie. And like you got the Amnesty International bringing war goods into Ukraine. Now, what if Russia shoot down the plane that they're delivering those contraband in, or take the ship that's being used?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You bringing stuff in that's gonna be used to kill Russians?
It's an act of war.
And don't you, exactly. Don't you know that would start it if they did that? And they're hoping like hell they do that. Don't you know they're just hoping that happens?
Mm-hmm.
People in Pentagon that's only got 3 stars are begging this to happen so they can get that 4-star.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. There's a war, they get promoted. Come on. Get in there. Hell, my son's a colonel. He might get that 1-star. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he doesn't want a war no more than we do.
No.
But
some
that would
of them.
That'd be a damn good way of starting one, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn good way. Well, you do have Lori Ann in her.
Oh, go ahead, Donnie.
Oh, I was just going to say Lori Ann's on a switchboard, but she hasn't pushed one yet. So she isn't ready. We got cut off on her show the other night. Were you on, Bianchi, when I was on?
On her show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I've
been cut off so many damn shows. It's a combination of me.
Well, yeah. I don't blame
you. I'm used to that sound.
Well, I don't know who was talking, but I got... Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Cinnamon got the same thing because I went in there to see if it was my mixer shut it down or whatever. And no, she got shut down too. And she was on her phone. I was on my other equipment. And then I figured this Lori Ann just go ahead and cut us off. That's what I think happened.
Keep telling her.
What you guys talking about or what?
Frank left us, and that's why she cut us off.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, man, these talks, man, they go on pretty late.
I didn't cut anybody off.
Uh-oh.
That was Blog Talk that did that. They did that because my internet went out, and if you remember that, and then I didn't have enough signal with my T-Mobile.
Uh-huh.
I was really struggling. Like, everything took forever. Like, Donnie, when I went to unmute you, it was just, like, circling. And,
I was talking to you guys. I was on.
It took forever.
Well, I don't know about that, because you don't put me on anyway until you really have to.
And oh, whatever.
I told Cinnamon,
please. Come on,
I told Cinnamon, please tell her I'm on here waiting. God, I've been waiting. Like, I've been standing out here in the cold. It's like Bianchi.
Well, that was the thing, too. Like, every time I tried to refresh, then, of course, it took forever to load. And so I wasn't seeing people holding. Right, like, it wasn't displaying because, like I said, I was, on a life support, connection using my phone as my hotspot, and that even barely had a signal. Yeah, internet, my Comcast internet, didn't come back on until, 4:15 in the morning. That's how long it was down. And then because I wasn't signed in as the host, so I'd called in using the guest number because, you know, I have problems with signing in as a host.
Yeah.
The direct connection, you know, my internet wasn't strong enough. I couldn't direct connect in. So we were all honored guests. So right at 9 o'clock, Blog Talk ended Lori the whole thing because there was no there was no host in there. So that's what happened last Sunday.
Lori-Ann, okay. Settle down. We do not care.
I see Will Whitmer is tearing down a racist highway, huh? Henry Buzik in Detroit.
Hold on. Hold on. What, Pianki?
I see where Buttigieg and Whitmer is tearing down a racist highway around Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Around Detroit, yeah. Yeah.
What the heck is that about?
I don't know. I haven't seen too much about that. You know, I haven't seen too much about it. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of racist highways out there. Well, that's what Buttigieg said.
That's just funny to hear that shit. That's just funny as hell.
I know it is. It blows me away.
A lot of racist highways.
Yeah. Wow.
Some of these people are crazy as hell. Not only saying that, talking about these home ownerships that between blacks, Latinos, and whites. Mm-hmm. I never seen nothing. Then you got Bank of America supposed to be giving down payments, interest-free down payments to, no interest mortgage loans to blacks and Latinos, but not to whites. Whites, you got to pay for it. You got to pay your down payment.
Huh.
Yeah, they're not going to require a down payment, and it's like, that's such a ripoff. And no credit check.
Ain't no ripoff. That's a damn racist move.
If you've got, like, completely shitty credit, you can get your home financing.
I don't understand,
like,
these folks. Man. I really don't.
It's ready to happen. Like, can we
repeat
2008, please?
Yeah. Now they're saying if you apply for a credit card, and they find out that you're a MAGA or Trump or a Republican, you're not going to get that credit card.
Well, there should be lawsuits flying all over that damn place.
Yep.
Where are they?
There should be. There should be. And
probably
will
be. Lawyers?
Yeah. Well, they're all trying to help the illegal aliens that are coming across our border.
They already
right.
gave them credit cards and with the I-10 number with home mortgage loans.
And that's something. Isn't that something? Somebody just sent me this, Pianki. John Kerry, whose family owns a private jet, cautions impoverished African nations against natural gas projects. They want to do some natural gas projects, and Kerry's warning them against it. Come on now. Don't do that.
Read that again.
What's that?
Read that again.
John Kerry, whose family owns a private jet, cautions impoverished African nations against natural gas projects.
You were Nigerian, but tell him, go to hell.
I wish they would.
I wish they would, too. He owns 5 mansions, and he owns his own private jet. Flying all around, charging us money. It doesn't cost him nothing to do it because he works for the government. He's off of the green energy bullshit.
Right. Yep.
Hell, and, Nigerian, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Natural gas projects, which could expand their citizens' access to electricity. And he's telling them, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Go ahead, Pianki.
Yeah, we was working with some people on natural gas project, 350 megawatts. But, you know, you also use natural gas to make fertilizer. And that way they would be not dependent on the Asians.
Yeah.
Because right now Asians got the natural gas business, not natural gas, but fertilizer business sold up.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do. And they got a lot of things sold up, Bianchi.
We can do it ourselves. We don't need to go to China for a fertilizer.
Well, the EPA won't let you do it.
Well, you don't share it with the EPA.
Well, just do it. Federal. You're right, Frank.
I mean, what the hell? I mean, farmers have been doing it for years. Until we turned it over to Asian countries to provide us with fertilizer.
Yeah.
It's our own damn fault, you think?
Cut us off. We'd be in so much trouble about medicine. Oh, God.
Yeah, we're in trouble with that.
Yeah, a lot of things we're in trouble.
And all this shit in your backyard now.
Yeah. Yeah, you won't be able to wash the dryer at all.
You wouldn't be able to do what?
Get by a washer or dryer. That all went over there to China. The last one was in Michigan, and the TV, the last one was Curtis Mathis, was the last company that made TV in this country, and they were damn good TVs.
I bought me a Chinese washing machine, man. They've been smarter than I am, I'll tell you what.
You know what? I'm going to have to admit this. Staying at my dad's house. And, you know, we had an old washer at our house, Cinnamon and I. We were doing laundry. We couldn't get the goddamn top open. We didn't know it. The lock came up. So I called somebody from the repair shop, dude. He came over. And he opened it right up. I said, what the? He said, you got to wait till this little light over here comes on. Oh, okay.
$65, please.
I got to charge you, and it was $40 because it was right not too far from the house. $40. But, I felt like a damn fool. No, boy. I did. I felt so silly. Oh, my God. There's $40. I just pissed right away because I had an antique washer, I guess. I never seen one like that. Oh,
my
gosh.
Yeah, they got some smart ass washers. The washing machines are child proof, man, and adult proof, and senior citizen proof. Man, it's just poop all over.
Pisses me off. I wasn't a senior citizen at that time, but hey. and I'll never admit that again, folks. That's the first time and last time I brought that. Boy, I felt
that's all right.
God, that guy looked
got into one of those cars that has a, you know, the shifter. Got a little dial, you know, just turning on the side on the console. Oh, that's how you got this thing into gear. Wow.
Oh man, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. You got to really look for it. Now, did you guys see Biden get into that Corvette at he was touring the General Motors plant? And, you know, the CEO, she said, no, you push. Biden must have asked how you start this thing. And he said, push that button. He started that sucker up. I said, oh, my God. This guy's going to drive through the wall or something.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's all
I'm surprised it had gas inside the building like that. That guy could have been in danger.
Oh, man. I wouldn't have even let him get in the damn thing, let alone start it. He had his foot on the gas, you could tell. That thing was roaring.
Shifted into gear.
What's that, Bianchi? What'd you say?
On them electric cars, they got to put speakers on them so that people can hear them.
Yeah, I heard something about that. They're too quiet.
Yeah, they are. I'd be lost in one of those things. Somebody sent me. Oh, I can never find it now. But anyway, it's for the UAW show. The guy, he got his car all checked out. He needed a battery, $29,000 for this
Holy
battery.
Holy moly.
$29,000. And he said, that's it.
All?
I don't know how long he's had it. It didn't say the year. It just,
$29,000
for one. Now, if you live in Michigan, your car will
be a discount.
Pretty much in 7 or 8 years, you know, you're going to have little rust holes somewhere. And if you have to buy a battery, you won't be able to afford a new one, most likely. Those things will be, if they go up, it'll be $80,000 by the time you
What
need
about
to
the people that stay on the Tundra in upper Northern? In the Eucara Mountains and that. They use gasoline-powered snowmobiles to pull their sleds. They go hunting and catch a seal or something. They need gasoline. They have gasoline generators. That's the only electricity they have. They use CB radios. So what's going to happen to them?
I don't know. You're right. And in Michigan, just take Michigan, if we have like a normal winter, you got to put your crap in four-wheel drive, and you got to have some power behind that. And I don't think those damn electric cars will do it. I wouldn't trust them.
No way.
I wouldn't think so, but you never know. But I'd rather have my Suburban that will plow through 18 inches, 19 inches of snow. Than some electric car that isn't going to, you wouldn't even get that out of the driveway.
I mean, what worse feeling than to sit there in your electric car, like say you were, you know, like you sit in your truck, you know, and you're waiting on somebody or something. Well, in your electric car, you're sitting there, you're like, oh, shit, you know, this thing might die, you know, in 20 minutes. You know, they better come on. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I was in Ohio, Findlay, Ohio, on the expressway coming back from Alabama, and we were in it was 2.5 hours. We just sat, and then we crawled. We crawled, and I can't imagine being in an electric car. How about those people there were just not too long ago, 6-7 weeks ago, that were on the expressway for all night long. I don't know where they were.
I don't know. I've seen those little remote control, electric remote control, like cars that plow in snow. You know, I mean, granted, the snow was probably, you know, as tall as the machine was itself. You know what I mean?
Well, that's still
pretty
good.
You know, snow still has its weight.
Yeah.
In comparison to size, and these little things, man, they were plowing the snow, so I could see them doing that in a big truck. Sure,
well, maybe again, yeah. But how long is that battery?
I just don't know if you could do a whole shot with one of those electric cars.
Well, yeah,
that'd be disappointing.
I've seen.
Really? I mean, that put Woodward Cruise in the back to the brick out of business.
Yeah, he's sure
you can't go down there and squawk your tires.
No, you're right. Yeah, damn. I don't know. I'll never be able to afford one. I know that.
No, I wouldn't even want to.
I know I wouldn't either. But you know, you might be one of these days. You might have to if you need a car.
Well, that's just it. You always had the right. Well, I don't know. Maybe you don't have the right no more. But Go back to horse and buggy. You'll piss off so many drivers that will drive them absolutely nuts. They may kill you in the process. But
just tell them you
have to do a horse and buggy.
Where am I?
There you go. Yeah.
Well, be whatever you call, but, you know, yeah. Bicycles, look at Europe.
Point A to point B, yeah.
I got
Europe
a beard.
Is full of bicycles.
I got a beard, but it sucks. I'll just paste me on some long ass beard. And you know what? I've never seen a black Amish person.
Oh, I don't think you ever will. That's interesting.
I
don't think you ever will, because they Mennonites, and they come from Dutch, German,
like the yeah. Quaker, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, Pianchi.
There's black Germans.
Yeah, what about a black German? Is there such a thing?
They got black Germans. Matter of fact, Hitler had them in his war, I think. But in his own
really?
Yeah, but as far as the Amish, that's just a closed society. They do what they want to.
Yeah, like the Mormons.
Hey. You know, the FDA went down there and shut down some Amish guy.
Yeah.
Serving his community.
Charged him a fine of $300,000.
$300,000. Holy cow. For what?
For being Amish.
For being Amish?
They was
doing something.
Pretty well.
Serving their own community.
Yeah, he was serving his own community. And if you knew what you were buying, you know, they don't use all that bullshit like we buy milk. You know, it's got all that crap in it. And the meat is pure. And they shut him down.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to start shutting down some of these small farmers. You watch.
Look at how many of these processing plants have burnt down, and now they're starting to, well, this guy, I don't know if they've done it anymore, but starting to shut down like the Amish, you know, that are feeding the community. It's kind of scary there, isn't it? Just a little bit.
You think about the Amish tradition. Yeah, he's servicing. Is he selling his meat or is he bartering his meat? Federal government and the FDA may say, you know what, you're not being taxed on all that.
Yeah.
And that's probably why they're shutting his ass down. I don't know. You know.
Could be.
Well, they don't pasteurize their milk, for one thing.
No, they don't.
You're right. They sure don't. No. Mm-hmm. And they ain't said nothing about that. And they service their own community with that milk.
That's right. And I know some people in St. Louis, a black guy who goes to their farm wherever it is, and he takes orders from the neighborhood. He comes back with honey and, you know, the things that the people want.
Right.
There you go. That's smart now.
Yeah.
But be well aware. Watch your food source, man. It's gone shit to end the basket.
Right.
But that's some more of that federal government overreach that
that's
only
right.
yep.
the states can stop that shit.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You're right. States are trying to stop it.
They need to tell them to back the hell off.
They're going to have to.
It'll probably go to an underground, you know. You're only going to get what you need through people you know. Much like drug dealers, same concept. You're looking for LSD, go talk to this person. You're looking for marijuana, go talk to that person.
Yeah. It's going to
be the same damn thing for your medication, for your food. Ooh-wee. Grab onto your pants, man, because it's going to get rough. It's already hitting it. You look in your stores. Everything's full. Everything's pushed right up front now. You only got three or four of them. Back in the
that
you know,
damn
10 years ago.
FBI needs to be reeled in, too.
Oh, FBI?
FBI.
Yeah. IRS. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I'm afraid of that IRS deal.
Yeah, that's grab your ankle and hold on tight.
Yeah. And all only people that make over $400,000. Well, you don't need 57,000 more IRS agents for that.
And
well, you know what they say?
Their hand, that I don't get.
They say 50,000 are going to retire in the next 10 years. So they're going to replace them, and they have a net 37,000.
And they're going to place them with guns.
Yeah.
The hell the guns
yeah,
for?
But where are they going? I mean, I don't understand the gun bit. What are they going to do? We going out coming to your house? You don't
that
have to
sounds like
in.
It. No, but you notice that, I don't know, man, around here, people are starting putting signs right at the end of the driveway that says no trespassing.
No trespassing, you damn right.
Yeah, why are people doing that? Huh?
What are they doing?
Is that preventing someone from collecting the IRS? Is that bill collectors coming to your door? Why are people putting no trespassing signs out there?
Yeah,
because
people
get robbed. I'm telling you that right now.
Then might as well put a gun and say, never mind the dog, man. Worry about the owner instead of no trespassing.
But they'll shoot the dog, the IRS and police do.
You're right. Well, you're true. Absolutely right. That dog snarled the wrong way. They'll shoot the damn dog, wouldn't you? That's your job?
I know.
I've seen several videos where people are putting no trespassing signs up for people like who y'all are talking about, the IRS, child protection agencies.
That ain't going to stop them.
You know?
No, it isn't. But when that sign says private property, no trespassing, that's the same kind of concept as you want to come in my house with a damn warrant. You got to come onto my property with a warrant.
Well, I'm talking about people that, they rob your house.
They're never invited, do you think?
Well, you put those up and it give you a little more protection if you blow them away.
Yeah.
Yeah, all this takes is one, right? You shoot one person, then word gets out. People get the idea. Don't go to that house. You'll get shot, man.
Exactly.
Well, you hope that's what they think, or their the family is going to come after you, you know?
Right. Well, that's true, too, man. You got that problem to deal with. You kill my brother, my sister, whatever, and they're a common criminal. They're a thief. I don't even let them in my own damn house, but you had to shoot them? Damn, I wish I could have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yep.
No, you can't shoot your damn family now. You like to, but you can't.
There's a couple called Marianne and Kenneth. Well, Marianne for sure is a cousin. I'd love to see around the pole barn. It's your cousin too, Daniel, so.
Oh, really?
You know Marianne, don't you?
I've heard Mama talk about her.
Yeah. Every time somebody dies, she shows up at your mom's house or your grandma's house.
Yeah, that's where I heard. Yeah, they were hungry too. They said something about, y'all got any food around here or something?
Well, we gave them a brave. We gave them a brave plot. We gave them a plot for their older brother that was real sick, and all of a sudden he didn't die yet. I guess he was supposed to be on his deathbed. Well, he got it. We gave it to him anyway. He's very, very nice. That's all right. Anyway,
he's covered.
Yeah, he's covered. There's a couple more plots. Any cousins want them? I'm not coming down there. Too hot. I'm already going to be probably in hell. I don't need help.
It feels so good down here right now.
Oh, I bet. September. Who sent me this?
Perfect weather.
Oh, yeah. September is really nice.
Because obviously this is a midterm play. Remember, Julia, let's talk about this, because this is a midterm play. The numbers are record-breaking, and there's no question about that, but The fact that when the vice president told Chuck Todd on Meet the Press last week that the border is secure, the next thing you know, they sent a busload to her front gate at her home here in Washington.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You guys see that? They sent a load of me. Send a load of illegals right to her gate, man.
So, that's right. I mean, Abbott and DeSantis are just...
Right. Well, the way this is playing out on both sides, Democrat and Republican, has a lot to do with midterms. So we understand, obviously, the political motivations of governors like Ron DeSantis in Florida, like Greg Abbott, to push these migrants into liberal strongholds, create chaos to try to make a political point. But as we also understand from reporting at NBC, is that the White House has been hesitant to get out and to make a change and to try to do anything to take migrants away from the border and to do their own plan that might alleviate some of this chaos, because they simply don't want immigration to be the first thing that people are talking about. They would rather it be infrastructure. They would rather it be what the president has recently done on railroads, not immigration. But Republicans have a different play because they think that could get some of their voters to the polls. So unfortunately, both sides of that tide are not lining up well for these migrants who are caught in the middle.
I mean,
okay, what happened? You know, they just give me half of these damn... I don't understand.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson's Side. Happy Friday.
Uh-oh.
If there's one thing we have learned about the people who make the rules, it's that they have no intention of following them. Any of them. Ever. Ever. They command you to wear a mask as you jog alone in the park while they head to dinner barefaced at the French Laundry. That happened. They harangue you about the carbon footprint of your lawnmower as they fly to Aspen on their private jets. You see that every day. How many members of Congress who voted to expand the police powers of the IRS don't pay their own taxes? More than a few. How many politicians who fervently support gun control have armed bodyguards that you pay for? Well, let's see, every single one. We could go on and on and on. Whatever they're demanding that you do this week, you can be dead certain they are not doing it themselves. Everyone notices this. It enrages people. But it's often misinterpreted. People say this is hypocrisy, but it's not. It's privilege. When Nancy Pelosi walks into her hair appointment without a mask at the height of the COVID lockdowns, it's not because she forgot to bring a mask. No. She knows exactly what she's doing. Nancy Pelosi is affirming her position in the social order. Nancy Pelosi is in charge. You are not. Nancy Pelosi can do whatever she cares to do. You can't. That's the message she's sending. Another word for this is a caste system, which is increasingly what we have in the United States. Caste systems are common in poor countries, the countries from which most of our immigrants come. But it's the opposite of the traditional American system, which was imperfect egalitarianism. In the old America, every citizen was considered equal under the law, as well as in the eyes of God. Everybody had to follow the same rules because nobody underneath it all was more important than anyone else. We were all citizens. Citizens is a term you rarely hear anymore. Citizenship implies inherent rights, rights that politicians cannot under any circumstances take from you because they did not bestow them in the first place. You were born with them. But the people running our country no longer acknowledge this. They do not believe in inherent rights, nor do they believe in equality. You may remember how hysterical they became a couple of years ago when a few old-fashioned souls dared to say that all lives matter, which they certainly do. The people in charge hated that. They don't think that all lives matter. In their view, some animals are more equal than others. It's hard to think of a news story in recent memory that illustrates this phenomenon as clearly as what is happening on Martha's Vineyard. Two nights ago, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida generously sent a plane load of 50 illegal aliens from Venezuela to the Vineyard, which is a small, famously affluent island off the coast of Massachusetts. Martha's Vineyard has everything you could ever want in the world except racial diversity. The island is whiter than a Swedish bluegrass festival, and DeSantis was trying to help. Under normal circumstances, the residents of Martha's Vineyard would have no choice but to smile and say, thank you, Governor DeSantis. When government officials send you the blessed gift of diverse immigrants or refugees, you must accept. That's the rule. It doesn't matter how disruptive these new people are. It's irrelevant how much they cost to support or how dramatically your quality of life may decline after they arrive. It doesn't matter if the crime rate spikes, if your daughter's afraid to go outside, if the schools become unusable, the hospitals fall apart. It doesn't matter. You never complain. You take it like a man. You don't even mention it's happening, even in private text messages to your friends. If you do, you're a dangerous racist. You could wind up on a government list. That's how America works. Everybody knows it because it's been going on for a very long time. That's the rule. But it turns out the people of Martha's Vineyard aren't just anyone. They're the people who make the rules. And in this case, they had no intention of following them, not even for a day. The Venezuelans who arrived there two nights ago, bless their hearts, didn't know any of this. They had no perspective. They never heard of Martha's Vineyard. They were just thrilled to be there. Watch.
I can tell you they are not angry at Ron DeSantis. They're actually thanking him for having brought them to Martha's Vineyard.
Well, yeah, they're not angry at Ron DeSantis. They're thanking him for bringing them to Martha's Vineyard. Why wouldn't they? Because they got a free flight to the vineyard. And at first, it seemed like they had every reason to be grateful because the people of the town appeared to welcome them. As they walked in from the airport, 3.5 miles, they saw signs like this one. On Martha's Vineyard, the sign reads, "We stand with immigrants, with refugees. All are welcome here. Hate has no business here."
Really?
In other words, no one who worked for Donald Trump can go to Martha's Vineyard. But they didn't know that there was a caveat to that welcome. Hate is not welcome here. Okay. Then on
He's showing the poster. Yeah. There's more than one poster.
Thursday, an elected official on the island gave the migrants even more reason for hope. And we're quoting, "This is a community rallying to support immigrant children and families," said State Representative Dylan Fernandez. "It's the best of America." And then to prove his point that Martha's Vineyard will do whatever it can for immigrants, Fernandez uploaded this picture onto social media because, of course, everything is a social media opportunity. The picture shows several Venezuelans gathered on a porch. One of them is wearing a shirt celebrating Ruth Bader Ginsburg, notorious RBG, it says. Clearly, he got that from a local. But then you look closely and you ask yourself, are these people really welcome on Martha's Vineyard? What are they eating? There's no kale or brie for the Venezuelans. No, instead they got Corn Pops, Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, with a side of paper plates and napkins. You got to wonder what the Venezuelans thought of that. It seems like a nice place. The food is garbage. It's less healthy than the crap we eat in Caracas. Way worse. Why are they feeding us this stuff? Corn Pops, really? Fruit Loops? What message are you sending? And of course, the message is really clear. The serfs eat garbage. I think, what do they eat? What does your average Venezuelan eat? I don't know. Fruit Loops? Venezuelans love Fruit Loops. So the Venezuelans may have gotten a hint that they weren't really welcome there. But it was hard to know. The community seemed to be rallying behind them. But then, if there was any doubt in the morning, it was gone by afternoon because the message changed very quickly. And the new message was, "Get the hell out of here, brown people."
The difficult challenges are we have, at some point in time, they have to move here to somewhere else, right? We cannot, we don't have the services to take care of 50 immigrants, and we certainly don't have housing. We're in a housing crisis as we are on this island, and so we can't house everyone here that lives here and works here. We don't have housing for 50 more people.
We don't have housing for 50 more people, says the lady on an island that literally has more than 100,000 empty beds at that exact moment because it's a seasonal place and more than 100,000 seasonal residents are gone. So effectively, Martha's Vineyard was the largest dormitory in the United States. But no, there's a housing crisis. At some point, they're going to have to leave, meaning in like 8 minutes max. So there was a guy who's the leader of a nonprofit group who stepped up to help the refugees, and he had a different take. He said the problem wasn't the housing at all. It was the migrants. And we're quoting now. "It's like me taking my trash out and just driving to different areas where I live and throwing my trash there."
Wow. Yeah, that's nice. Trash, that's what you guys are. That's what we all are when it comes to Martha's Vineyard. Trash.
Abbott told signed a contract with bus companies that he hired to transport these immigrants, said not to talk to New York officials, and New York officials getting pissed.
Oh, man. What's wrong with these people? They wanted them before they got them.
Some of these migrants got diamond earrings. these guys.
Yeah, they're not. You got to know they're being taken care of. They're getting cash. Somebody's paying these cartels to get them across the Rio Grande. Somebody's paying them.
Yep.
And I bet you somebody in the United States.
And you know, this is the thing that pissed me off. They got off Trump because he didn't. I don't know if he lowered the flag on when McCain died. But do you realize how long it took for Trump pictures to show up in government offices?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Matter of fact, you sent me a... Where in the hell was that? It was a post office somewhere. Still had Obama's picture up, and Trump has been in office for over a year.
Yeah. That's a bunch of bull crap.
Yeah. You did send that to me.
That's why sometimes I say that these people are crazy. And I think it was a post office, and it had to be a post office in the hood. I don't remember which one it was.
I don't either.
And the reason I called the hood, guess what? That's because that's what they call it.
And it is what they call it. Yeah.
Their neighborhood, yeah.
Yep. That's what they call it. Well, I don't know. Trump, I don't know if I want Trump running, but it's either Trump or DeSantis. What do you guys think? I can't see anybody else.
Trump is going to kick some ass. If he ever gets back in office,
he's going to kick ass.
We'll be hearing it in our sleep.
Trump 4 years and then DeSantis the next 8.
Well, that'd be nice.
Wow.
There you go. That's 12 years.
It's like with DeSantis, I wouldn't know what we're really getting because he was already in government. But with Trump, I didn't know what we were getting either, but I just knew he wasn't Hillary Clinton. And he had such an ego that he would try his damnedest to do right by American people, and I think he did. And that's why I voted for Trump, because I figured his ego would override anything else and that he would do good.
Girls softball. Did you hear about this, Daniel?
Uh-uh.
Girls Softball League offers guns as top prizes in fundraising raffle, per report.
That sounds like something.
An AR-15.
No, really?
Mm-hmm.
Does that come with bullets?
I don't know.
Wow.
Saying it's leaving parents outraged. Hell, you get... Well, you know, here's the thing. I've seen raffles that offered liquor, tickets to the gay and lesbian club.
Uh-huh.
So what the heck's wrong with having a raffle where the prize is going to be gun, something that people need to be using? I have a right to use.
A gun is legal, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the thing that pisses me off again. You know, I guess I'll just smell. You can smell me coming a block away. But they want to expose your children to all these explicit, deviant things, from pictures, individuals coming in, performing, wallowing around on the floor with kindergarten. But when you want to do something that's pertaining to what you think is cool, they get pissed off.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why there needs to be more women getting involved with gun safety and gun usage, forming clubs like bowling leagues, mm-hmm. where they can have competition, night outs, family get-togethers,
mm-hmm.
and shooting that target and see which family scores the best and so on. Then also, women need to wear that gun on their hip.
Yeah.
Well, every other woman you see walking, you got that pistol on their hip. That will send a message.
They mean business.
Yeah, they would mean
like,
business.
Yeah, just like the militia should go to some of these gun clubs and say, look, come on out and let's get involved in this because we're talking
That's
about
right.
saving the nation.
That's right. Exactly. You're
There's
right,
a lot of them. There's a lot of them. Get them to come out and practice. Militias need to be practicing.
Yes.
Because if you just got white ones out there, first thing you're going to say, oh, here's a bunch of white supremacists
white
running around in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Hillbillies out
practicing
in the woods.
Practicing to kill up blacks. Yeah, well, no, they need to have everybody out there that's American citizen. Because your responsibility as a citizen of this state is you are the militia.
I looked up militias in my state, Alabama, not too long ago. And, you know, there's a few, you know, by city. Like, you got the Dothan Rifles. You got, you know, they got different names, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Mobile, I don't know, Mobile Elite or something like that. I mean, there were several. There's one in Madison too, which is real close to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about giving them a call, see what they got going on.
Well, I know Michigan's got quite a few, or they did, and that's
Y'all got
where
several.
Yeah, that's where. What's his name? God dang it. From the Oklahoma City bombing. He's in prison.
McVeigh?
He's got
McVeigh?
Timothy?
No, not the one that got killed.
You said the one in prison.
No. The one in prison is in prison for life. He didn't get the state didn't ask. Execute him. I don't know his name. Nichols. That's what his name. Nichols.
Terry Nichols, was it?
Yeah, Terry Nichols. His brother, he's quite old now. He's even alive. I don't even know. But he ran a big operation up north through the Huron Forest and everything else, man. They had thing going on. But then, everybody got kind of afraid when his brother got busted with, that McKay. But was that what you said, Cinnamon?
McVeigh.
McKay?
Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't want to have a trial or anything. He said, I'm guilty. I want to be put away. And they did.
There you go.
Nope. We ain't going to fool around all day long or for years and years.
Yeah.
He just said, okay, I'm done. I think they got him, killed him in Indiana. I'm not sure. Indiana wants me. Lord, I can't go back there. Oh, boy. We have a lot of people on the switchboard if you'd like to join the conversation. Push 1 on your keypad. I'll get you on, maybe, and maybe not.
Where'd Laurie Ann go?
She's here. She's resting her vocal cords. Thank God. Just kidding. Laurie Ann, got a show tomorrow night. For you folks that are still listening on Twitter and what's that other one? There's several others and Facebook. We're on, people put our show on their Facebook page. You
yeah,
can
Facebook jail.
Yeah, Lori Ann's in Facebook jail. She isn't in
Blog Talk. And guess this, like, I can't even use my alt account. I have an alternate account that I've had for years, and Facebook's even blocking that as of today from being able to post to my Facebook page.
Well, that's some kind of shame right there.
I mean, it was a no cash bail, right? I mean,
yeah,
no bail offered.
You're just a criminal back out on the street. That's all you are, no.
That's right. That's right.
Is that not silly? What is it, Illinois? The beginning of the next year, or something. They've got all these no cash bail, putting all these criminals back out on the street.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've got something from the governor. Or somebody sent me. Oh,
Pritchard.
I don't know what Pritchard. Yeah. Where in the hell is that?
They need to get rid of his ass.
That's in Illinois. Yeah. He's a part of the what is the Hilton family?
Yeah. He's loaded.
Oh hell.
Yeah. Money up the yang. And he's wrecking the hell out of Illinois. Although it was going its way to being wrecked anyway. It was pretty wrecked. But he's really pushing it along.
Well, except for Chicago, I mean, in the rest of the state's pretty normal, right? I mean, like Springfield and Champaign.
California.
You got the Joliet that's crazy. And down there in East St. Louis, it's crazy.
Well,
so it's gone downhill, huh?
One of the highest tax states in the country. It's California, Illinois, New York, and New Jersey are the highest taxed folks.
New Jersey.
Who would have thought New Jersey, but yeah.
New Jersey.
Yep. And, I don't know. It's unbelievable.
It's funny that because like the states you just named, if you go out on unemployment, they pay. I know like Connecticut does and Massachusetts, probably New Jersey and New York, like $900 a week or something.
$900 a week.
Yeah. I've looked it up before. I mean, it's anywhere from seven to over $1,000. And including California. But, you know, in Alabama and Mississippi and us down here, you know, it's $235 a week. And it's been that way for I don't know how long. You know,
yeah,
that's
you
just the way it
much.
Is.
You don't
no.
get more
yeah.
here. God,
New
I'm
York
on.
City, school board members get chauffeur limousine to take them to the meetings and bring them home.
What?
Oh, man. New York City? Wow. Damn.
Crazy. Man, that is nuts.
Yeah, but I was watching some tapes of school board meetings. Oh, God. They've had to adjourn several because the parents is going crazy. Just reading all this crap that's in these books. Not only are they showing pictures, they discuss on exactly how to do things. And, you know, you really don't need that with the internet. If you're a good parent, though, I guess you could put child protection on your internet.
Yeah.
I think you can do that.
You shouldn't have to, though.
You shouldn't have to, but heck, what they allow nowadays might as well be a Linda Lovelace movie.
Yeah, you can get that, too.
Hell, you got Linda Lovelace books in the damn school library, elementary school library.
But it's got two boys doing it. Two boys teaching two boys how to do it. Not a boy and a girl. It's two boys. So they're pushing this gay thing pretty early on. Well, we talked about that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Just freaking crazy. God dang.
And that dude in California wanting to lower the age limit of, you know, if you rape a boy or a girl, you know, to 10 or something like, he should have been arrested as soon as he opened his mouth and said that. He should have been arrested.
Yeah, that
goes to tell you what's in his heart.
They're trying to make pedophilia normal. That's what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Make it normal. Mm-hmm. Normalize it. And kids are, you know, that's why they're getting indoctrinated into this sexual revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it's crazy. It's sad. I'm glad I don't have kids in school.
I'm telling you.
I'm just glad. I hope my son out in California, I hope they homeschool.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And they don't bring... they wouldn't allow that anyway. They just wouldn't allow that. It's crazy. They weren't brought up
that way. That's one thing I noticed at the Convention of States movie. There weren't no young people there. It seemed like it was
really?
A bingo game. Yeah, that's terrible. That has to be changed. You got to get these young people involved, starting with your own and your house, as young as you possibly can, and get them to knowing what the heck this country is about and how it got formed, the documents in particular. They need to read and understand those documents that led up to the Constitution, the wars.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Which, by the way, happy Constitution Day, you guys.
Happy Constitution Day.
Happy Constitution Day.
It is,
235th, right.
Yeah, somebody sent me that today. And Cinnamon, welcome to the show. I didn't tell everybody you were on. I hope they heard your voice.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Cinny.
Hi, Cinnamon.
He's on our way home from making daddy some money.
Making that moolah.
Yeah. Make it, honey. We need it. We need it.
Green dough.
Yeah. Get it while you can.
And them greenbacks.
I've got a feeling it's not going to last very long. Just got this funny feeling. I don't know. We can stand two more years of Mr. Biden. I don't know.
I've got a feeling that I've got a real good feeling. Been hearing some stuff.
Yeah.
He's going to be taken out.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to.
He's got to.
Amendment 25 him, or he's just going to resign.
So. One of
yeah.
I think that's why Pelosi was looking into it.
Well, yeah, she was, and she said it wasn't because of Trump.
She might have been telling the truth for once, huh?
She could have been. Well, there's a tape, you know, when he was. I watched the debates just like everybody else, and he was. This is the Democrat debates, and he said, you know, these kids, you gotta. When they go to bed, you put the TV on the record player and the radio. Oh, no. How about letting them go to sleep? Jesus Christ. A poor guy. Then his teeth almost fell out.
I can't say anything. I got fake teeth, too.
Well, that's it. Yeah, but they don't fall out when you're on national TV doing a debate.
No.
But his didn't fall out, but... They come unhinged. Yeah, a couple of times.
Look like an alien.
You would think that they would go to use like Fixodent or something.
Right, Hologrip. Fixodent, yeah.
Well,
I got plenty of it.
Gorilla glue those suckers in.
Yeah, Gorilla glue them. But they didn't, and they... everybody knew he was having trouble. I just can't believe he was the nominee.
That's just it. He wasn't.
I don't think he probably. I think he was, but I think they knew they could run him. They could do what they wanted, and let's get Joey in there. Because
he was well known.
Yeah.
I think that they don't want him to run again, and they might go ahead and use that amendment to get him not to run again.
Well, he's not going to run again. There's no damn way he's going to run.
There's no way.
I just don't believe.
No, he's acting like he's running again. He thinks everybody wants him to run again.
Yeah. I'm in perfect health. I keep saying that, so I guess everybody can believe that. He ain't going to be president. That's just all there is
to
it. He's going to run. And poor guy, he can't hardly... His skin is so tight. You just look at him. He's had that damn forehead and cheeks pulled back so damn tight. He has a hard time. That's probably what's wrong. Poor guy. Just like Nancy Pelosi. I think they went to the same doctor. She got hers pulled back so damn tight. If one side give away, her face would sling off.
Uh-huh. Like a rubber band.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, man.
Bug eyes. Good Lord. Just give her some wine.
Give her some wine. Oh, according to people that's been on the military plane that takes her back to California, it's loaded up with all kinds of booze. All kinds. They were naming all the booze that's on that damn plane. Damn.
She's like, she wanted gin, woman. Gin.
Yeah.
Oh, she liked gin. Ooh.
Gin and she liked something else, too. I can't remember. Cutters? I don't know.
She looks like a vodka woman to me. Vodka lady. Vodka tonic or something.
That could be. Yeah, that's true. California claims they need more power grids, so they can go green quicker.
Shit.
Yeah, probably do there. Gavin, you Einstein.
Remember us talking about the.
Go ahead.
Oh, remember us talking about the Hoover Dam?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how they said the Hoover Dam, and they lowballed this number, but it makes enough electricity for 450,000 households in the region, you know, three or four states or whatever,
mm-hmm.
their little area. And since it's the quote-unquote explosion, and it's been inoperable, those 450,000 houses have had electricity the whole time. So what do y'all think about that? I'm thinking Tesla Energy.
I don't know. I just heard that the explosion was something else. I don't
mm-hmm.
know. I don't know.
You know how Germany is trying to stay green?
Mm-hmm.
They're cutting down old wood forests.
No.
To burn in their factories to make electricity.
Damn.
That's a shame.
That's supposed to be keeping them going green. But do you remember at the start of it, that was one of the things that they were talking about, that people that use wood-burning stoves to heat their house
mm-hmm.
shouldn't do that because that causes so much pollution. But they're going to...
It causes what?
Burn pellets from American forests
okay.
to produce energy.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I don't doubt that one bit. Not a bit.
Fossil fuels will never go away. We will always have to use them.
Well, yeah.
We will figure out a way to stop the dangerous emissions one day when we get all this technology that's been stolen from us.
Well, the United States has already cut down a tremendous amount. And and nothing's going to change until you get India and China to go along with the program.
Do the
and
same.
So that
yes,
happens,
sir.
Forget it.
They're not going to do that because it's just starting off. We got to stop calling them fossil fuels.
Yeah, they're
those
always,
are organic,
they're always,
organic fuels.
Yeah, organic.
Yep. They're always going to claim that they're an emerging economy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
and we're letting them.
We
right, then you can do
know,
to
they
them.
Don't have to. Yeah. Everybody says, oh, yeah, sure. You're an emerging. That means you can use coal. You can use
well,
whatever
guess
you
what?
Want. You've been and emerging you can loot whatever you want.
50 years.
It's the same thing with African countries. They're not going to start off with nuclear power plants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No.
Most of the cooking there is done with wood that they cut trees down in the forest. But, you know, here's the thing, too. I think I sent you a video of some lifestyles in the tundra and Ural Mountains, those people that live in those coal areas. And if it wasn't for trees, they wouldn't have no fuel to cook with and to keep warm in their teepee. And that's dependent on CO2. That's the fuel that
right.
trees
right.
need. And also the grasses and the moss that the reindeer eat because they depend heavily on reindeer.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah.
I really enjoy looking at those video documentaries on those people because it make you appreciate their ability to survive.
Yeah,
like they have been doing for eons.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the kids and the food that they eat, and I tell you, it is something else. Like they kill a. slaughter a reindeer, and they don't have to worry about no refrigerator or freezer. They just put it in the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just leave it outside. Hang it. They hang it.
Yeah. For cooking, they go out and cut a big chop of ice or snow, frozen, and put it on the stove and melt it down.
Nice.
Ready to go.
One of those tapes, I don't know what. I think they were Eskimos, but I'm not positive. They got, they went whaling. They got a whale, and they got it up on the beach, and they started, the whole village came out to start carving on this thing, and they get a big thing of blubber, and it shows them eating the blubber. I mean, just,
yeah.
Yeah, they were, damn, that made me
the
sick.
Gristle. But,
they love
it. You show the kids eating raw meat.
Yeah.
Raw deer, not deer. What do you call those things? What did I say they were? Reindeer, yeah.
Reindeer. Yeah, they can eat. They eat things raw. They eat fish. They cut the heads off and skin it down, and they can eat it right. Yeah, there you go. I go, whoa.
I can and see a fish now, but a reindeer or something, you know, I don't know.
They don't eat all the meat like that, but they like the bone,
yeah.
the leg. They take that and chew on it.
They eat the heart though, right out of the deer. They just cut it out and eat it right there. Yeah, no.
They build their own sled. They have about 12 people staying in those teepees, and they some humongous things. And they tear them down, like around March, they move to another area because the climate and so on and so on. They travel like 250 miles or more. And they may take them 30 days to make that trip, you know, pulling sleds and so forth. But just think, every day they have to reassemble that teepee.
Yeah. Wow.
Then pack it up on the sled, take it down, pack it up on the sled, and move to another location and redo it again.
You know, I wish I was interested in things back when I was a kid growing up like I am now. I just don't have enough time to get involved in it. Do you know it? L-E-E-L-I-E-M-Y-S-T-A-L. He's got a big white afro, gray hair afro. He's always on MSNBC. I just wondered if you...
What's his name?
His first name is E-L-I-E. His last name is M-Y-S-T-A-L.
I don't look at those TV shows.
I don't either. I got clips of him. People send me clips of this guy. When did he say white people? Here he is.
I mean, the courts have always been such a big deal for the Republican Party, right? During Trump's tenure, he appointed over 200 judges, a majority white male judges. Some had never been judges before and really had very flimsy resumes to take up these positions. But it's not just the courts that are threatened here, Ellie. You know, this is something that is very concerning to me because Trump, and I will caution our viewers, I do not enjoy playing Trump down. I do not enjoy giving him attention and centering him because that's exactly what he wants. But this threat to the country, I do think it's important to play and talk about. He's threatening the country, Ellie. Take a listen to what he said just this week, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
I think if it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think they'd have big problems, big problems. I just don't think they'd stand for it. They will not sit still and stand for this ultimate of hoaxes.
I mean, this sounds a lot like stand back and stand by. He's not acting like he's under investigation. He has a rally planned in Ohio tonight. This kind of thing is quite scary, Ellie, and I just want to be petty again and say, you know what? We tried to tell you. So now here we are facing this man who keeps trying to rally the troops and give a wink and a nod to the Tiki Torch marchers to essentially create havoc, not just in the court system, but also in these streets. Your take.
Let's start here, okay? Like, let's start with the problem with the Fourth Estate, the American media. Listen to that clip again, right? That's Hugh Hewitt. Made himself sound like Billy Bush in that clip, right? What kind of problems, Mr. President? Like, he's threatening to unleash domestic terrorism on the country if he is held accountable for crime, and you, a media person, is sitting there saying, what kind of problems might we have?
Hey, moron, he's trying to get him to say it. Boom. That's what a reporter does, you moron. Tries to get the guy on the record. God dang, how dumb.
You're absolutely right. These people are totally ridiculous, man. And these women, my goodness, where do you find them from? Where is the Barbara Jordan types that was
pro
America?
Don't make them anymore. They just don't anymore.
On,
I guess these, I don't know what happened to these older people. I don't know what
they
the hell.
They don't want to start the crap. You know, like I said before, you got to get more minorities in the picture. Mm-hmm. Because they would dare say that a bunch of black conservatives is talking about burning down the country, burning up the cities.
Mm-hmm.
That is a weapon that's not being utilized. One of the reasons why come Trump probably and that's not true because they did try to appoint some black judges, especially a black female judge, that Janice Bryant. I think she's out in California. And she was a Republican. Obama refused her. And there's been others. But you also had blacks that would not answer his call because they stood chance of being ridiculed and, you know, just ostracized.
Yeah. They would have been, too. They would have been. They would have been. Because this, like this judge right now that sided with the Trump team, she's getting killed in the press for that's a Trump appointee. That's what happens. Yeah, that's a shame. But that's how it goes, you know. These judges turn into they might as well be out there marching with these people.
Yeah.
And look at the folks that Biden has nominated, and the things they put on Facebook and YouTube and TikTok. These people are freaking
nuts.
I mean, total nuts. God damn.
And they always want to start this racist stuff, like with these highways. You had Highway 66.
Yeah.
Highway 66 that ran from there in St. Joe, I guess, Missouri, all the way out to California. Then they come in and they did what you had businesses all along the way, white communities and everything.
Yeah.
Then they come in and put an interstate highway that parallels it.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think that when they put that interstate highway that parallel Route 66, you cut off travelers that would have went to those white businesses, that would have went to those white communities? So where is the outcry for that?
Mm-hmm. At least 75%, yeah.
Like when we used to travel to Alabama back when I was a kid, they were building 65 and I-69. And in Kentucky, they had a toll booth. We'd always back up there and overheat. Cars were all pushed off the road and all that. Took forever to get through. But they took those out soon as it was paid for. The road was paid for. But it also put Highway 31W, out of business. And they were, I don't know how many businesses we used to go by. They were local Joes. They were there the last time we were we went through there. I think Cinnamon was with me. Local Joes, and that's where you get all the fireworks and things like that.
Yeah, you got your mom and pop pharmacies and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, just...
Well, Highway 31 wouldn't have nothing to do with pharmacy, though.
Yeah. But,
you know, gas stations and little stores all through there.
Yeah, yeah.
Went out of business. They all went out of business.
Man.
Man, Highway 31 was just like Route 66.
Yeah, you know Route 66 runs up into Chicago.
Yeah.
I forgot that.
That's where I thought it started, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Daniel.
And because, I mean, I caught it, I guess, does it run? It don't run through Nashville, but I think I caught it somewhere in Oklahoma, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because I was
does. You're right, it does. It does.
Driving to California from here, and that's what we took.
Yeah, I know. That's how people used to get to California.
I mean, it's scenic as hell. But like y'all said, you could see the old buildings where you knew something used to be there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Could have been a garage, you know, a shop. It could have been a cafe.
You remember, I'm sure you don't, Daniel, but Bianchi might remember Sinclair Gas.
Yeah, Dino.
Dino, yeah. They had a big green dinosaur on one we had in here in Michigan. Well,
mm-hmm.
they had, you know, this guy goes through Route 66 and he's got his camera and he's taking all these travel logs. And they had a Sinclair old building sitting off the road.
Uh-huh.
And you could see a green head of a Sinclair dino.
That wasn't nothing more than a reptilian.
Yeah, it was it brought back some old memories. Old memories. Really good.
Yeah, like Shoney's used to have the big Paul Bunyan man holding the
Shoney's. God.
That's right.
We still got one here in Athens.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
With he's holding the axe.
I don't think he's, I don't think we don't have that, do we, Donnie?
No.
It's just
they'd probably say that's a weapon of mass destruction.
Or white supremacy, you know.
And we got a big boy. Big boy here in Michigan, and they started raising hell about big boy about making fun of fat people. So big boy is fat. Can't you leave something alone? Jesus.
That's just it. I mean, you could take any statue anywhere and find something bad about that person. You know, maybe they committed adultery. They cheated on two wives before, you know, but yet they're a leader of whatever, you know, and I mean, you could make anything up and it, you know, it'd be true.
Yeah, it would.
You know, so, you know, why are they taking all the Confederate generals down? I can understand that.
I can't.
If you're going to move the statue maybe to the courthouse or something, I don't know. Mama's got a weird way of thinking about that. I say leave them alone, leave them where they're at.
They've
but
been there
the changes,
100
the changes,
years.
Changing of the names, though, like changing of the high school names, that's what's killing me.
Well, it makes me mad, too, because you ain't worried about the education that's going on in that building.
That's
you just
right.
want to change the name.
Yeah.
That's right.
Them kids are failing. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I was doing research on high schools around the New Orleans area, and these schools are majority black. You know, the black kids have better scores in the high schools named after Confederate generals than the ones named after Booker T. Washington. I think, whoa, what's going on here?
Oh, I know. If somebody wanted me to play something, I got to find it, Bianchi, but they wanted me to play something for you. It's Philadelphia's high school. That's what it was. Let me try to find it.
Around here, there's two schools that are majority black. I think it's the Lee Generals and the Butler Rebels in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never had a problem with being the Rebels, you know?
No.
I mean, they don't have the flag up as their, you know.
They're the high school in my district called the Vikings, they named.
Yeah.
And Vikings had big-time slaves. It was white slaves.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Something. People just don't get it.
No,
it's
they
like
don't.
With this new movie about a black mermaid. There was no issues. There were no stories of black mermaids in black African society.
Yeah.
And what they want to do is take the image of the Little Mermaid that Disney used to have and make her black. Well, you know, that's all right if you're going to do fiction. But let's don't say that this was surreal, because most African countries is landlocked. They wasn't on the sea, and they were not seafarers.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they went out fishing and hunting seals and stuff. And some of those stories about them sirens picked them up in movies like Jason and the Argonauts and the Phoenicians.
Yeah, yeah. One of the Caribbean's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mermaids were killers. That's how the story started. Mermaids would lure the sailors onto the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'd be sitting up there half naked.
Sink their ships.
Yeah, half naked. What do you want them to do?
A lot of the ships had them on the bow, you know, a mermaid.
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did. I found that. Oh, go ahead, Daniel.
Oh, I was just going to say, we don't know if they were mermaids or if they were some other civilization that lived underwater.
Should have been aliens, huh?
There you go. There you go.
All right. You're going to have to shut my door. Okay. Yeah.
That's more believable than some woman that, you know, lures men on the rocks. Aliens that live underwater.
Hercules.
Hercules, yep.
Yeah, that's true. Let me play this real quick. It's what's the name of this? There will
play
be no teachers
music.
Left. What?
I said, play that funky music.
Oh, okay. Boy. There will be no teachers left. Philly educators talk quitting and violence. NBC 10 Philadelphia.
Teachers tell all.
Every day I had to talk myself into going into work.
The NBC 10 investigators surveyed hundreds of school teachers.
Aggression between kids is a real issue.
What they told us reveals trouble in the classroom.
If parents know specifically what went on in the schools, there would be repercussions.
Philadelphia schools' district-wide test results show that when it comes to math, science, and literacy, tests don't crack 50% proficiency. That's according to performance testing results district-wide. The NBC 10 investigators, we wanted to understand exactly what was standing in the way of learning. And the first thing that we learned was that teachers are stressed. Philadelphia school teachers say they're risking their jobs to talk to us.
I have high school kids who read at a kindergarten level.
They wanted to explain why test scores for literacy, math, and science remain low inside Philadelphia schools.
We're asked to teach the test. They will come right out and tell you, if it's not a test-taking skill, don't teach it.
Some blamed classroom disruptions.
Chaos. I can describe it as students running around the school like a pack of wolves all day long.
Some pointed to class size.
In my experience, once you pass 20 kids, that's when you start to see a lot of the problem behaviors.
More than 500 Philadelphia school teachers took our Teachers Tell All survey. The survey found almost 60% say they have considered leaving the profession in the last 2 years.
Everything is dictated to you. You have basically no say. It's almost as if we're reading from a script.
They described the disconnect between teaching the students' needs and abilities and teaching to a state test.
How can you teach a child at the ninth grade level when he can't even comprehend on a fourth grade level?
In our survey, teachers identified the biggest hurdle to staying in the classroom. Number one, with 41%, is stress associated with demands on teachers. Number two, student behavior. Pay was third. The current pay scale for Philadelphia teachers is between $46,000 and $84,000. That depends on education and experience. 35% of teachers surveyed said a raise is the number one thing that would get them to stay.
The rate of teacher quitting is about double that of professors, for instance. It's even higher than nurses. It's even a little higher in police, which surprised me.
Richard Ingersoll is an education and sociology professor at the University of Pennsylvania. His research shows more than 40% of teachers nationwide leave teaching within 5 years of entering it.
It's not that we produce too few, it's that we lose too many.
The district says most of its teachers stay, and records given to the Department of Education by the district over the last 5 years show that more than 90% of teachers stay in their jobs. But the head of the Philadelphia Teachers Union does not believe that number.
I don't believe that it's 90%. Particularly in a number of schools that each year have a large number of teacher vacancies that they have to fill.
Stability is important. Stability is extremely important.
We wanted to talk with Philadelphia School Superintendent William Height specifically about what teachers told us in our survey. We sent the results to the district's communication staff, but Height said he hadn't seen what teachers told us and wasn't interested in talking about our survey.
I don't know what was on your survey.
He said more teachers responded to the district's own survey.
I feel like we get a lot of information from individuals and from teachers in particular.
The teachers union said what its members told us about school stress is accurate and should be looked at.
These are the needs coming from the people on the front line every day doing the job of teaching Philadelphia's children. I don't want to leave, but if it gets worse, I guess I'm going to have to reconsider.
Out-of-pocket costs also have some teachers questioning their school district. Our Teachers Tell All survey shows that some teachers spent hundreds, others
thousands of dollars of their own money on common classroom supplies like pens, pencils, paper, and more.
Last year it was over $600, $500 to $1,000 a year.
And I'm up to $600 that I've spent in my classroom.
I don't have money to spare, but I'm committed to teaching.
Almost 75% of the teachers said they spend north of $300 each year. One teacher wrote they spend $1,600, another more than $2,000 a year, and one said $5,000.
I'm spending a lot of my money on pencils and pens and tissues and Clorox wipes, and the city does, and my school provides some of that, but they run out. If the school district didn't have the kind of resources I needed to support my students in literacy, reading, and writing, I would buy them out of my own pocket.
Four out of five teachers we surveyed told us they believe the supplies they bought should be provided by their school, not students.
Why are teachers spending so much of their own money in the classroom?
I don't. You have to ask the teachers that.
They said that it's because the district doesn't supply materials.
We do supply materials, and we actually supply reimbursements for materials that teachers spend.
The School District of Philadelphia's website says it reimburses teachers up to $100 a year for school supplies, but fewer than 20% of the teachers we surveyed said they got reimbursement from the district. When the district did its own survey last year, 50% of principals said a lack of adequate funding is a great challenge.
To the extent the committee doesn't have this information about Pennsylvania, we'll bring it to their attention.
U.S. Senator Bob Casey is on the Education, Health, Labor, and Pensions Committee. In 2002, Congress passed a law to give teachers a $250 tax credit, classroom expenses.
Is $250 enough?
No. And it should be increased over the course of time.
I would say at least 500.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker introduced the RAISE Act in September. It would give teachers at least a $1,000 tax credit. Teachers will be watching closely as they continue to bear the costs.
All right, this keeps going and going. But
you know what? I've done an audit of Philadelphia at the time back in 2016 or 2014, put every employee, matter of fact, I'm looking at it now, that they had on the payroll. So I went through and I...
Bianchi, we lost you? Hello? Oh, no. Bianchi, if you're still talking, we can't hear you. And you're still, it still says you're on. Is anybody else on? Daniel?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Daniel?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, but anyway, I took all the teachers' salaries, and then I divided it by the teachers, and I came up with an average with $18,000 a year bonus, or should I say something that they pay the teachers at the end of the year, 18 grand. They had an average of $96,000 a year.
What?
$96,000 a year.
Well, where are they getting 46 at?
I don't know.
Damn.
Just another lie.
Here you got an academic coach that's making $91,753. His salary. His name is Gibson, Thompson Gibson, or Gibson Thompson.
Damn. Well, you know, if you're a good
full-time teacher, 75,000, 76,461. Wow. Then they get that, they was getting that bonus. Now, you know, the thing that pisses me off is that these kids are not learning.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that one teacher said, he teaches ninth grade and they can't even comprehend fourth grade reading. And that, if you can't comprehend, you're in bad shape when it comes to school.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher special assignment, 12 months, $108,062.
Damn.
Gerald Weaver is his name. This was in 2014. Ain't no telling where it is now. And see, if you ever was the principal, $110,061, Christopher Weiler. And he's at the MD Schools, Elementary School, CASA.
Hey, is it true that a school doesn't have the authority to hold a child back a grade?
No, they can't hold them back. They got to move them on because they have to have that space. If you don't have kids coming into these classrooms, that can be counted on what they call the ADA. Now, I don't know if that's all school districts. I know it is in Missouri. It's called average daily attendance, where they do a roll call at 11:30, and that determines how much money that building gets from the state.
Yeah,
so they pass them regardless.
They had in Flint, they had, if you come to school, you could win a TV or what was it? One of those game sets. I forgot. And every school was giving away prizes on this one day. You got to be in school for one day at least. Well, what's that?
Gift cards. Oh. It was a big raffle.
Yeah.
You have to show up on that day. You get to walk home with it.
Yeah, gift cards, you're right. Gift cards, TVs, game sets, all kinds of prizes and gift cards. And, yeah, you take it home. It would be all in the gym. And as long as you're there to get counted in the morning, you can go home, do whatever the hell you want after they count you.
But y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, you go through a year seat, and where I went to school, you know, you didn't want to be held back because the school had the authority to do that, you know, if you failed everything and you would be held back, and it was embarrassing, you know, so people would at least try a little bit on some of these tests. You know, it was a little incentive to listen in class.
But when
and to
I
try.
When I was a kid, you sure as hell didn't want to be held back, and they did hold the people back. They did, and sometimes they held them back only, you know, if they did better for like 3 months, they move them up to our class. But a lot of times they didn't. A lot of times they kept them back, and that happened a lot back when I was a kid. But I don't think they do it anymore. I don't think they do it anymore.
I don't think they do either.
They shuffle them out that door.
Right.
And just like in college, if you're an athlete, there's athletes that have graduated college with a degree that can't read, that cannot read. And that's terrible. Only because he could play basketball.
Yeah.
And I can't remember his name now, but he said, you know, he's all right now because he could afford to take, get tutoring after his playing days are over. He said he's the damn contract. First contract he ever signed or deal with his agent. And he said, I got screwed out of money because I didn't know what the hell I was saying.
He couldn't read and negotiate, huh?
Yeah, he didn't know. But,
Donnie, like you were just talking about, you know, they got tutors and stuff. Hey, they've got people that will just hand them an English paper. And the fraternity I was in, look, we had a test file. If you needed help or something, you know, and you didn't have time to study on everything, we had the test that's close to it that you're about to take, and you could pretty much memorize whatever, you know, was on our paperwork and walk in there and pass that test. You know, so I know these athletic departments have all these files and people that write papers for them, you know, just like that Ronnie Dangerfield back to school, you know.
Yeah.
Same thing, man.
Go ahead, Cinnamon.
Yeah.
I thought that was Cinnamon. maybe Lorraine or somebody.
Yeah, no, it was me. I'm sorry, I'm cussing at the dog.
Oh, okay. Okay. You go right ahead, dear.
Okay.
I like that movie, the movie that I think everybody should watch if you have kids is, I can't remember the name of it, basketball movie. Pianki, help me out. I know you know it. We talked about it one night, a long time ago. The teacher would not let them even play the game. They forfeited the game until they passed their classes. They signed a contract
coach
with
Carter?
The coach. Yeah, Coach Carter, right. They signed a contract before they started practice the first day, and if they broke that contract, he spelled out what the hell would happen, and he did it, and he had everybody against him. They wanted to fire him, but thank goodness they didn't. Thank goodness for those kids. I don't know, about four of them went to college. So, yeah, Coach Carter had it right.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be more of that.
When I was on a baseball team in football, you had to carry the teacher had to sign off on it if you every week mm-hmm. had to sign mm-hmm. off that you were passing and you didn't cut class.
Yeah, and you were progressing and passing and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
I did all the work satisfactory, and they would put their initials in this box and mm-hmm. and sign it. And I had to do that every week.
What happened, you know? What happened those days?
I don't know. I have laziness. I don't know. I have no idea. Or just get them the hell out of school. I don't know.
Yeah.
Didn't do the kids any good. But I know there's times good damn players, they screwed around and they didn't get to play. And it was,
yeah.
You don't get to play three games of baseball in the 1 week. That hurts.
Right.
And football, you couldn't even go to practice. So you.
And that hurts.
Yeah, well, that hurts. That hurts the whole team. But, you know, that doesn't happen. I don't think anymore. It might be some schools that put education before sports. I don't know.
I don't either. I really don't.
No.
I mean, all I know is the schools that I substitute taught at here in Limestone County. That's all I know.
Yeah. Well, I got a little bit of news for you guys. The number one school, the winningest team in college football, guess what team it is? Please take a guess.
Notre Dame.
All right, Notre Dame. What do you think, Cinnamon? Okay, go to sleep, Cinnamon. Lorianne, are you alive?
Mute it.
Okay. What
I'm
school
alive.
Okay, hold on. Cinnamon, you go, what school? Daniel said Notre Dame.
I'll take mine back.
Alabama.
You're saying Alabama. What are you saying, Daniel?
I'm saying Yale.
Yale, okay.
Yep.
Okay, Lorianne?
I freaking have no idea.
Okay, Pianki.
So Oregon.
No, Oregon isn't the most winningest, no. They've won a lot. The Ducks do well, but no, they wouldn't be the most winningest.
In the last 10 years, they've done good. But before that, I didn't even know there was a team called the Ducks.
They won
Oregon Ducks. Yeah. Okay. Pianki's not around. The number one school is Michigan.
Really?
Number two, Alabama. And Notre Dame is on the list. Yale is also on the list. I was surprised you said Yale. That's shocking to me.
What happened was with Yale and Princeton, you know, they were colleges way before the rest of college, you know, what we know as college football anyways, became
yeah.
colleges. So every other year, Yale or Princeton would win the so-called national championship, which they didn't have a national championship, but they were national champions.
Right.
Of the colleges. And, I mean, that's why I said that. Because,
yeah.
I mean, it said,
Mark.
You know, if you take those years,
mm-hmm.
Yale has the most national, quote-unquote, national championships of anybody. But you don't, because they didn't keep record then.
Yeah.
Of national champions. Anyways, whatever.
Yeah, there you go. Very good. Very good. No, very good. Very good. I wouldn't have guessed Yale at all. I wouldn't have guessed
mm-hmm.
Yale on my top 10. to be perfectly honest, I knew I wouldn't have picked Michigan either, by the way. Not at all.
Yeah. But thinking about it, yeah.
Alabama, and I thought it was Notre Dame, one or the other.
Yeah.
Maybe Texas
yeah.
back in the day.
Yeah.
Oklahoma and Nebraska also had good teams back.
Yep.
Back then. But anyway. Yeah, well, Oklahoma, you know, people are sending me stuff about teachers. You can stop now. I got enough. In Oklahoma, 18 teachers are calling it quits. And that's terrible. I don't know why. Well, I know some that quit that made more money on the outside. And I think if you're a good teacher and your class does very well, and I think you should get a bonus.
If I think you should too.
You don't teach? Well, I didn't let it play, but I didn't know it wasn't that anyway. One of the tapes somebody sent me said that if you could only have 20 in a class, that would be perfect to teach. But when you have 40 in a class, it gets unruly. You lose control. And even if you didn't lose control and everybody sat there nice, it would be hard to teach 40
yeah.
kids.
And anybody could imagine that, you know, I mean, really.
I would hope so, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That would be tough. That's too much.
Yeah. That's a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I graduated, it was 3,000 something graduating class.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I had 62.
See, that's the kind of school I would have loved to gone to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of school, things like you'd get a better education.
I don't know about that, but, you know. You could. I think your options of getting an education are a lot better at a small school. It just makes sense. You know, it's more personal.
Yeah.
All the teachers know you, whether you're in their class or not.
Right.
I mean, it's just real personal.
And you know your mom and daddy probably knows them too, and you don't want to screw up.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Let's see. I can't remember. What bill did Ted Cruz come out with this week? Do anybody remember?
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Murphy shot it down. And I can't remember what the hell it was. Something about, school safety. That's what it was. School safety. The bill had Ted Cruz put out there. He wanted, you know, armed police officers at the door of schools, you know, and Murphy shot it down today or the other day. That's what it was. Somebody
now, who is Murphy?
Who
does he represent or whatever?
He's a senator from, hold on here.
Before we got into the industry.
Hold on. We don't want to hear your answers. Okay, here we go. Hold on. Let me see.
Senator from Texas.
As if in legislative session, I ask unanimous consent that the Senate proceed to the immediate consideration of S-4845, which is at the desk. Further, that the bill be considered read a third time and passed, and that the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table.
Is there objection?
Madam President.
Senator from Connecticut.
Madam President, I object.
Objection is heard.
Madam President, what we just saw on this floor was stunning. I am genuinely at a loss for words.
You never are, Ted.
This bill is common sense. There is not a constituent in Texas or Nevada or Connecticut. If you asked, would it be a good thing to have more police officers keeping our kids safe, wouldn't say, of course it would. There's not a constituent of ours who, if you asked, would it be a good thing to have more mental health counselors on campus to stop people from committing crimes, would say, of course it would. I was informed a few days ago that when I was going to seek unanimous consent, the senator from Connecticut was going to object. Now, the senator from Connecticut styles himself the leading advocate of gun control in the U.S. Senate. I was asked by reporters, why are the Democrats objecting to this? And I'll tell you what I told reporters. I have no idea. They haven't said. They haven't told me why they object to it. And so I was genuinely looking forward to seeing the senator from Connecticut's remarks. I was sitting here waiting to see, why do you oppose more police officers to keep our kids safe? Why do you oppose mental health counselors in schools?
Boy, they need that, that's for sure.
I've been in the Senate 10 years. The senator from Connecticut and I were elected at the same time. I've engaged in many debates on this floor, including with the senator from Connecticut. The fact that he chose not to say a word about why he objects is stunning. I find myself genuinely flabbergasted. I will say one of the reasons I think the senator from Connecticut feels content not only not to argue but now to walk off the floor and not even listen to the debate he's ostensibly participating in. One of the reasons he feels free to do so is if you look up to the Senate gallery, I can count them. There are precisely zero reporters in this gallery. Not a single one of the corporate media will report on this. And I think the senator from Connecticut feels absolutely certain when he walks out, he will have reporters that will say, tell me how terrible Donald Trump is. And he'll lean in and say, oh, Donald Trump is really terrible.
All right, there you go. We know what it is now. I don't know. Somebody tell somebody just shut up. So I don't know which one it is. But one of them.
I mean, hey, you know,
teachers tell all
every day.
Whoop, here we go. Go ahead, whoever was talking.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, that's something simple that shouldn't even be debated.
Right.
You know, we need more cops at these schools for the fighting, for the gangs, for the shootings.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, there shouldn't even be a debate. I mean, it's sad,
no,
man.
No. No, it shouldn't be. There is.
Yeah.
We need counselors. We need mental health experts. We need all, you know, we need all of that. We need all of that. What the hell? I don't know. But you never know what's also tacked into this Senate bill, too. You know, you know how they pile crap on there.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
just never know. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Both sides do it.
Oh yeah. definitely both sides do it. I want to, when we get off, Bianchi said it was quite long. I want to read FBI raids African People's Socialist Party. I want to watch that tape. That sounds very interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Our FBI.
Yeah.
Raids. See, why are they even raiding or operating in Africa anyways?
No, it's in, I think, St. Louis. I think that's what Bianchi said. Yeah. Let me see.
This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. As we turn to look at the FBI raiding several properties in late July in St. Louis, Missouri, and St. Petersburg, Florida, tied to the African People's Socialist Party, which leads the Uhuru movement. The Pan-Africanist group has been a longtime advocate for reparations for slavery, a vocal critic of U.S. foreign policy. The raids came as the Justice Department indicted a Russian man living overseas named Alexander Yanov, using U.S.-based groups to spread Russian propaganda. The groups were not named in the indictment, but reportedly include the African People's Socialist Party. One of the FBI raids targeted the home of Amalia Shetela, the founder of the African People's Socialist Party. He accused the FBI of targeting his group for their political work. He's joining us now from St. Louis. Amali, welcome back to Democracy Now! We actually spoke to you first in about a quarter of a century ago in 1996 when Democracy Now! Just began. Can you, though, go back to the end of July and talk about what happened? Talk about day of the raid. Where were you?
My wife and I were awake. We were sitting at the dining room table discussing how we're going to be moving for the day. She is responsible for, has organized a doula program to train African women, young women, in becoming doulas. And this is in a city where in the first year of life, enough black babies die to fill 15 kindergarten classes every year. So we were talking about that, and I literally actually was preparing to go to the gym. And then we heard this loud racket outside, this noise from loudspeakers demanding that the residents of this property should come out with our hands up and nothing in our hands. And as this was being said, loud flashbang grenades were exploding all around the house. And I was later to learn in the back stairwell of the house. So I asked her to allow me to leave first and to get on the phone to call people to let them know that we were being raided. And